It's time for Benedict and Raven football. Heard on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. And streaming at KAIRFM.com. Benedict and Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Ken Hamada at 913-379-8690. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Thanks for listening to Benedict and Raven Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. The Amberwell pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring Benedict and head coach Joel Osborne begins right after these messages.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, we've got Coach Osborne with us, head coach of the BC guys. And Coach, congratulations. That was a great road win for your team last week.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom. I thought kids came out. We had really good energy, and they're focused, and thought we played pretty well in all three phases.
Well, no question. When we talked last week, you said one of the things that you would like to see your guys do in these road games is jump out and get the quick start and get out in front and play from in front, and they did that.
Yeah, they did. And what it did was it gave us a lot of confidence in what we were doing in our game plan and you know, just ourselves. So you can see we fed off that. You know, when offense was on the field, defense was cheering them on. When defense was on the field, offense was cheering them on. And, you know, we were playing complementary football, you know, and so we did make a few mistakes, but, you know, because of how we started, that didn't hurt us, you know, and then I thought we finished strong as well, you know, scoring the last 24 points there in the game.
Yeah, you know, usually we talk about the offense first, but we're going to talk about them second because that defense, I mean, again, you hold for the second time this year, you hold an opponent to negative rushing numbers.
Yeah, it's very impressive. You know, between what the defense did and the offense did, I think there was like a 300-yard difference. And, you know, I'm really pleased with how Coach Cook had our guys locked in. And, you know, that's the strength. Well, the strength of our defense is the veteran leadership we have and the experience we have. But, yeah, the ability to stop the opposing team's running game is a big deal. So that was a big time for performance by our guys.
You lead me right into the running game. The past few weeks, the running game has really emerged. And, I mean, we know how the throwing game and the running game are complementary. You know, they work in conjunction, hand in hand with one another. But anytime that, you know, that you can run for the kind of yardage you did, 300-plus yards on the ground, I mean, that's a good day.
Yeah, absolutely, especially considering it's just with the running backs and we're not having to use the quarterback to do it. And that's been a big deal. I credit to our backs and our tight ends and our receivers and our O-line. You know, everybody comes into play with that, you know, and also the quarterbacks too, because a lot of times they have the opportunity to throw the ball if they want. And so they're choosing to give them the ball and, you know, it's paying off. I thought Dalton Witherspoon and Sean Ward were in extremely well, you know, and Sean really sparked us there, you know, with his big runs.
Yeah, I was just wanting to talk about Sean, even though Dalton's your starter and he gets 111, but Sean comes in, he gets some crucial time, a little bit of a different style back, and he gives the defense another problem, another kind of thing to look for.
Yeah, he's dynamite. I mean, and when he got through level 2 to level 3, those safeties did not want anything to do with him. you know, and he was running by the field safety on the power play, and on the zone play up the middle, he was running right through the boundary safety, you know, and so it was good to see the physical presence he had and the explosiveness, and I was really, really happy for him, the kind of performance he had that day.
With Jayshon out last week, Jacob was kind of the highlight receiver, and he absolutely, you know, did what you had hoped he would do, you know, 160-plus yards receiving.
Yeah, that was the plan, was to feed him the ball, you know, whether that was screens or whether it was quick game or whether it was, you know, shots over the top. And, you know, credit to him and Jackson for connecting on a couple of those. It really loosened up the defense and opened up the underneath game as well.
Yeah, and now we talk about the defense, we talk about the offense, and you said it was all three phases. You got the conference special teams guy.
Yeah, Harry Balke did a great job kicking for us, was perfect on his PATs, made a 38-yard field goal and was awarded because of it. And, you know, it was cool to see in practice. We talked about Harry, and he got up there and said, "Hey, you can't do this without Zach Phillippe. Perfect snaps, you know, Jackson Dooley with the hold on the operation." So, you know, those guys are doing a great job working together.
And I'm thinking that those of us who got to see the game or listen to the game saw a little history made, maybe, because we saw the Raven debut of Caden Austin. And, you know, you've got to have that second guy at the quarterback spot and a young guy who's got a bright future.
He does. Caden did a nice job. You know, he came in there and went 4 for 5 on his first drive. We got him in there in the first half, got his feet wet, and he did a good job leading us down the field. And that was good to see. I mean, he's got a great skill set, and, you know, he was ready to go. So, and I thought Jackson handled the situation really well as well, too. So that can be difficult for guys to do, but they're doing a great job with it.
I don't know if you're in cahoots with the weather guy, but what a perfect day for homecoming 2023 that we got here today, and the crowd, fantastic. And an opponent that comes in that, you know, that predates both of us as a Benedictine opponent and longtime, you can call him rival if you will, because Missouri Valley's had one of the great winning traditions, and they're coming in here today as a team who is playing better as the year has gone on.
Yeah, Coach Trost got them playing at a high level. I look at how their quarterback is playing, and he's the one that drives the bus for them. He's very athletic. You know, he played a Division II school, and this is the 1 year Missouri Valley has him. So, you know, but he's done a nice job. You know, they went to Graceland the week after we got beat at Graceland and beat Graceland when Graceland had their full complement of players. So, you know, we know how talented they are and how tough that is to do. So, but they're big up front on the O-line. They rely on the running game, play action pass, the athleticism of the quarterback. And then defensively, they have a lot of experience. Big kids up front. They're the biggest D-line we've faced all year by far. They're going to try to outnumber us in the box, which is opposite of last week where we had the numbers in the box. So that's going to be different for us. So we've got to come in there with a different game plan and how we attack them. But we still have to be effective in the running game to continue to keep balance within our offense.
And it looked to me like Missouri Valley, even when they couldn't, you know, get it into the end zone, they're still putting points on the board because their kicking game seems to be pretty good, and they get a lot of points out of that thing.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So, I mean, they're a good team. And, you know, they're sitting at 4-2 right now, 1-0 in the Hart South. So, you know, we're excited for the challenge today.
How do you beat them?
We just got to come. I think the big thing is we got to come out and play well. We got to take care of the football. It's been a couple weeks since we've won the turnover battle. That's something we're emphasizing this week. That's going to be a big thing. You know, you look at how Peru State beat them 2 weeks ago. Peru State got interceptions and they returned for touchdowns. You know, so if we can get a defensive score or a special team score, I think that'll be a big deal. But winning the turnover battle and then getting off to a fast start in all three phases.
And again, it's going to be great fun to play this game. We talked about a second ago. It's homecoming. The crowd always turns out. And how good is this here?
Oh, there's no doubt. The crowd that we get, the support we get at our home games is phenomenal. A lot of former players coming back for this game too. You know, I was able to have dinner with Garrett Kettle Thursday night and see him again. It was great to see him. And there's going to be a lot of his buddies and teammates that will be here supporting us. And looking forward to the atmosphere and the environment that, you know, we're going to create at Wilcox Stadium.
And one last thing, home games are at a premium, not only after today. After today, one more home game in the regular season. It's crazy that we've gotten to this point so quickly.
We're at week 8, Tom. It's flying by. And, yeah, we've got 4 more games left, including today. And after today. We'll be down to three. So, yeah, we're cherishing the time we have with the kids we've got this year.
Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Go get them.
Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, Pure Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game right after this.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all seven flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
As we get set for homecoming 2023, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. First of all, for the defense, they have been lights out this season. They forced two teams to negative rushing yards this season already. Today, that would be a tall order, but slow down the run game of Missouri Valley. This is a Missouri Valley offense that likes to run the football. They're not going to throw the ball deep a whole lot. They want to grind out games. So again, slow down the Missouri Valley run game. Flip to the offensive side. The Ravens have run the ball so effectively over the last few weeks. I'd like to see them restart the vertical passing game. Get the ball deep. Allow your playmakers to make plays. But in doing so, you've got to be somewhat careful with the football. The back end of this Missouri Valley defense has been very effective in taking the football away. So again, restart the vertical pass game, but do it in higher efficiency positions to where you're not going to turn the football over. You do all those things today, and it'll be a fun homecoming afternoon. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. Kickoff coming up here next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game, part of our Amberwell pregame show. We'll go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football right after these messages. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
It's homecoming 2023 for the Benedictine Ravens, and in front of a packed house here at Wilcox Stadium, we're getting set for our Heart of America Athletic Conference play as Benedictine plays host to longtime opponent Missouri Valley. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, I think he just got his mail forwarded down there. Producing, engineering, he was there half of the night. He covered the entire scoreboard show. Back first thing this morning, and now Joseph is going to be there for this game, and then after this game, we're going to be traveling down for to a 1A volleyball from Winchester. So, big day for Joseph. Joseph, we appreciate what you do. Gus Couch with me here in the booth, and Tom Couch, team captain's out in the middle of the field. Gus, these teams have been playing for years and years and years, and it doesn't matter how well one or the other is doing. When they get together, there's kind of something special in the air.
Yeah, you know, you talk about this overall series. This will be the 43rd meeting between these two teams. Benedictine holds a slight advantage, 22-20 in those 43 games. Last year, the Ravens came away with a 45-24 victory over Missouri Valley. And can I tell you, in recent years, Missouri Valley has not been the same program they were. You look back at that win they had last week against Missouri Baptist. It was a huge win for that program, 35-20. And you say, well, what does a win against Missouri Baptist, who's a first-year program, mean anything to Missouri Valley? It was the first divisional win that Missouri Valley has had since November 10th of 2018 when they stuck by Mid-America 14-9. So, again, a big deal for Missouri Valley to get started in South Divisional play with a win.
We've got a large crew working the game here today. We have an 8-member team out here today. I think we've got a trainee out here, maybe getting a little game time experience. Gus, and we have the flip of the coin out of the center of the field, which is won by Missouri Valley, who has elected to defer to the second half. And it'll be the Benedictine kick return unit coming out of the field. And out there, we're going to have Jacob Gathright and Dalton Witherspoon. Dalton Witherspoon, he was last week's halftime guest. Jacob Gathright, he's going to be today's halftime guest. So stick around for that conversation coming up. How about Justin Keller? He's the kicker for Missouri Valley. He is good. He accounted for a lion's share of their points last week and through the season. And not only is he accurate, but he has range. We'll be talking about that as that, I'm sure, will come into play during the course of the game today. It is packed here at Wilcox Stadium in a beautiful 75 degrees Saturday afternoon. A little windy out of the northeast at about 13 miles an hour, 25% humidity and crystal clear skies, 29.89 inches of mercury. The kick of the way, it'll be taken by Benedictine Witherspoon at the 10, across to the 20, down to the 25-yard line. Gus, he ran diagonally at a 45-degree angle, never really turned that thing upfield. Ravens first and 10.
Yeah, he had a little bit of an avenue and just kind of missed his opening right there. It'll be first and 10 for the Ravens. You know, normal starting field position at the 26. They say normal because you could have fair caught it and got it at the 25.
The defense is still huddled up on the far sideline in front of the Missouri Valley coaching staff, and now they're going to come out over the onto the field, and the Ravens are already up over the football and ready to go. As sophomore quarterback Jackson Dooley, 6'1", 205 from Lawrence, Kansas, is calling signals. BC on play one of the day will go trips left side, and there's a pitch to Witherspoon. He will cut into the middle, get to the line of scrimmage, get to the 30, puts his head down, and is going to be rushed out of bounds into the far sideline where Missouri Valley is huddled up, and he's going to be close to the marker. Speaking of markers,
we're going to have a marker in the backfield.
Holding. Offense, number 77. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. Replay. First down.
Well, that's not exactly the way Benedictine had hoped to get this game underway. So instead of a second down and very, very short, they're going to be looking at a first down and 20 all the way back at their own 15-yard line.
Taking a look at the way Missouri Valley is starting this game, we kind of expected them to come out in a 34 defense. Instead, they're coming out in a nickel set, and by nickel, we mean five defensive backs on the field to start the game.
So here we go, first and 20 now. For quarterback Jackson Dooley, he'll flare it over to the near side. Gathright will catch it at the line of scrimmage, get to the 25, keeps his balance, 30, puts a hand down to the 35-yard line, 19 yards on the catch and carry, and tremendous balance shown by Benedictine's Jacob Gathright.
Yeah, great job by Jacob Gathright, and a nice block out there by Cameron Dover. He was the lead blocker at that receiver position. Cameron, 6'3", 215-pound freshman.
They're going to mark him down to the 34-yard line. It'll bring up a second down and short for Benedictine. Ravens going left to right across your dial in the opening quarter. And BC has a little movement. And did the Ravens initiate that?
Looks like maybe your guard got out.
False start. Offense, number 60. 5-yard penalty. It is still second down.
All right, so for the Raven offensive line, uncharacteristically, two penalties in the first three plays of the game.
Yeah, the Ravens kind of playing behind the sticks right now, but again, their offense has looked explosive on a couple plays. So, yeah, you've got to clean those things up. They didn't commit very many penalties last week at Central Methodist, only three.
Here comes the Witherspoon. He'll pick up a first down and more, getting across the 40-yard line. And again, he was a reach out and touch the ankle away by free safety Bishop Hill.
from taking that thing 70 yards.
Yeah, Bishop Hill was able to save a touchdown right there. And he had actually slipped as he was going by Witherspoon, reached out with an arm, and was able to just trip up the feet. It'll be a first and 10, though, for the Ravens out past the 40. They're going to mark this thing down at the Benedictine 43.
In spite of a couple of bumps, the Ravens have taken the opening kickoff of the ball game, moving it now downfield. And again, Witherspoon will take it, bounces outside, goes all the way to the sideline. And another holding penalty is going to be called against BC. Well, this is a rough start for the Lions.
Yeah, that time Jalen Brown comes up and makes the stop. But again, this will be the third penalty already on the first drive for the Benedictine offensive line.
Holding. Offense, number 71. 10-yard penalty.
And here's the killer for that, guys. Three, basically, with two holdings and one false start against the offensive line. All three penalties were on three different offensive linemen. So it's not like they're looking at one, like the Chiefs complain, you know, we got a guy that they're looking at. That's not what's happening here. They are seeing this up and down the line in this initial series. Last week against Central Methodist, Benedictine, only three penalties on the day for 24 yards. And here's going to be the handoff. He'll go to the right side, bouncing to the 35, and up to the 40-yard line is Sean Wara. Checks into the backfield, picking up about seven on the carry. Tackled by Shepard Faiolaji.
Faiolaji, a 6'1", 300-pound senior defensive tackle out of American Samoa. He is a guy who is just a force in the middle, anchoring that three-man front.
Second down, and it is in Benedictine just across their own 40-yard line. We've got 12.5 to go in the opening quarter. BC has taken the opening kickoff. They've gone back and forth, fighting some penalties. Now Warren is going to leave the backfield to go in motion to the left side. Quarterback's back, throws one over to the side. It is badly thrown, but caught for the gain of maybe a yard by Adam Jackson Jr. The pass was way behind Adam. He had to stop, turn around, reach down to the shoe tops to make the catch. And by the time he was able to haul the ball in, square up and look downfield, the defense had closed in on him.
Ravens are going to make some substitutions now on this third down call. They're going to be out there with Cameron Dover, LeBron Jackson, and Jacob Gathright will be your three receivers. They're going to tuck a tight end, Tanner Zimmerman, in on the right side.
Gathright's going to be the only man to the left side, the short side of the field on this. Third down and 11 call. Now he'll come in motion. It's a jet sweep to Gathright. Gets a nice block, but can't get to the edge, and he's going to be bumped out of bounds, picking up about three.
That time, Valley did a great job of just pushing that thing to the sideline, using the sideline as another defender. Finally, strong safety, Taylor Hunt, comes over there. The big junior out of Roxy, Mississippi, makes his 10th tackle of the season. Ravens are looking at a fourth down, and here comes the punter, Cullen Bruner.
Cullen is going to stand at his own 31-yard line to boot it away. Last week, two punts is all Cullen Bruner was called on to come up with, as the Ravens did not give the ball back much last week. Snapback is perfect. The kick, it's nice, not spectacular, but a good one, and it's going to take a huge Raven bounce down to the 10. Covered at the 5 and then tackled right there. Here was the problem. Kick coverage guy saw this thing bouncing and rolling, and he said, they're going to down us at the 1 if I don't do something. So in a risky play, he grabbed the ball, tackled, and he's down at the 5. Cullen Bruner, spectacular effort.
Yeah, you talk about the return man. Typically, you don't like a play like that. But, again, he saved what was going to be a big problem for Missouri Valley.
Tion Harris, a 5'10", 190-pound senior from Vianney High School. And if you don't know where that's at, you have never gone to Benedictine, because there are a lot of Vianney guys here from St. Louis. First play, quarterback is back to throw. Over the middle, he's got a man wide open, 25, or rather to 15, to the 20-yard line, and up to the 21. And the quick hitter into the middle is going to be complete, and give it Dorian Miles, their number two receiver, that catch, and they'll get the ball away from the goal line.
Yeah, a good quick pass right there, right? Get the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly. Don't allow that Benedictine front defensive line to get some pressure on you and get out of the shadow of your own end zone.
First down call. Handoff is going to go to the running back. He'll try the middle of the line. It's going to go very hard for him there. He may have gotten two, where Jagger Blueball comes up to make the stop on him, short of the 25-yard line. Gus, kind of interesting. We came into the game today, or at least I did, expecting to see Missouri Valley putting the ball on the ground a lot and running in the first play. They throw it. Benedictine, we really haven't seen them throw the ball, certainly not vertically at all today. Run, run, and then run, run, run. Second down, 8. Valley with the ball at their own 23. Back to throw. Harris looking, sets up in a pocket, got a man open and undershoots him. He had some time, and then just as he was releasing the ball, Isaac Anderson got into that pocket and may even have altered the trajectory of the pass a little bit. It's incomplete.
Yeah, because that receiver came open over the middle of the field, but then Tiani Harris looks up, and Isaac Anderson's right in his lap. He couldn't really step into that throw, which caused some problems. Now the Ravens on a third down. They're going to take out the interior lineman of Isaac Anderson and Kevin Harris. They're going to bring in across that front line, take Heath Baker, and slide him down as a nose tackle right here. This is your pass rush formation.
Third down, 8 for Missouri Valley from their own 23-yard line, moving into the little breeze here this afternoon. And again, Harris is back to throw, steps up in the pocket, hit as he releases it, throws it into the crowd out of bounds.
That time, great job by the Ravens to get some pressure. We talked about Heath Baker moving to that nose tackle. He got pressure up the middle, but coming around the edge was Jagger Blueball to put pressure on the quarterback, an incomplete pass, and we're going to see Missouri Valley on a 3-and-out in their first possession.
Joseph Langafoyana goes back for Benedictine. He'll settle into the Raymond 40-yard line. So, Gus, in the exchange of punts, Benedictine anticipates gaining a chunk of ground here. As Joseph at his own 40-yard line. Punter standing at the 10. Advanced on the ball, nearly blocked. He got it away, but it is high and it is really short. Bounce at the 50. Takes a Raven bounce, and they'll grab him midair at the 43-yard line. That thing was still flying backward, 7 yards back, and Dominic Stoneking for BC was getting some real pressure on that Valley punter.
Yeah, that time Dominique came through, and again, he did a great job of getting back there but avoiding the punter so he doesn't run into him. And look at this. The Raven offense is out there. They're set up. They're ready to go as Missouri Valley taking that last second to huddle up with their defensive coordinator, Morris Lawler. Lawler in his second season with Missouri Valley. He comes here from Dodge City Community College.
Matthew Sanford is wide to the near side. Motion to the left is going to be Cameron Dover. First and 10, Benedictine at the Valley 43. And here's a handoff. Witherspoon goes into the middle, leans in to the 40-yard line, picking up 3 yards. And again, Gus, several things to think about with this play and the Ravens beginning their second possession of the day in this scoreless game. Again, BC running the ball, predominantly running into the middle, getting it in the hands of Witherspoon that time between he and Sean Wara. But every time I look out of the field, this Raven team gets younger. You got a sophomore quarterback. You've got a sophomore running back. The wide receiver, Sanford, a redshirt freshman. The other wide receiver, Cameron Dover, redshirt freshman. I mean, this team is incredibly young. And now QB is back to throw, and he is going deep, and he's got Jacob, and he's got a Raven touchdown. Jacob Gathright, he just started picking him up and putting him down, and 40 yards later, it's Dooley to Gathright, and Benedictine has struck first.
We talked about it in the Dairy Queen Grill and Show Keys to Game, and there's going to be the penalty. I've not seen one go that high in the air. That was, what, like 30 feet up?
Pretty close, yeah.
But that time, we talked about it in the Dairy Queen Grill and Show Keys to the Game. Get vertical, but get vertical with a little understanding that Missouri Valley likes to take the football away. And now, Benedictine with their first touchdown in the afternoon. The official is going to talk about this. And if I'm Valley, probably go ahead and mark it off on the kickoff.
Because the Ravens are going to already have wind at their back when they kick this thing away. We're ready for a call from our referee this afternoon. And they're having a long visit with Coach Troth across the way. It's excessive celebrations what this call is going to be, ultimately. They were pretty happy with what's going on.
It was a choreographed celebration in the back of the end zone. It was. I'll give them credit. I mean, you're going to see plays like that on a Sunday.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, offense. Number 21, that penalty be enforced on the succeeding kickoff, point after attempt.
So there you go. You know what? Jake will say, I'll take a 40-yard pass, touchdown, and then I'll celebrate, and, you know, I'll take my chances with how that all shakes out. It'll be fine. Harry Bonke, the reigning conference special teams player of the week for the PAT. He puts it on his way, drills it through, and we're going to get a timeout. Joseph, the first break of the afternoon, coming at 8:40 to play in the opening quarter. It is now Benedictine 7 and Missouri Valley scoreless.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room? Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room.
Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato olay seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato olays, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Adonis Whiteley and Khalil Dampier are going to be back to return the kickoff for Missouri Valley. They'll be settling in at the Viking 20-yard line as Benedictine has taken the early lead of the game, 7-0. 8:40 to play in the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. The BC kick away. That's a monster. It's going to land at the 3 and go out of bounds. And again, the reason it is such a big deal is that was coming off a penalty that had pushed the kickoff point clear back to the 20-yard line. What a shot for BC in a great kickoff.
Tell you, I'm going to give some style points to Colin Bruner, right? He bombs that thing down the field, stands there, looks at the Valley sideline, throws him the deuces, and he walks off the field. So, anyway, when it's all said and done, the 15-yard penalty doesn't mean anything. And for Valley, they're going to start this possession at their own 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Valley's first possession of the ball game ended on a 3-and-out.
So we see a little swag from the Raven team
today?
Yeah,
a little bit. They're feeling pretty good right now.
Here we go. First and 10. Hand off to the tailback. Bounces right side. Nice gain getting across the 30-yard line and picking up about 6 or 7 yards is both Jared Heron and Carson Anderson. Ravens defensive end and middle linebacker make the BC tackle. Second down, 3 for Missouri Valley. Valley coming into the ball game today at 4-2, and like Benedictine, they are 1-0 in the Hart South Division. Under 22nd year head coach Paul Troth. Here's another handoff. This time they'll try the left side of the line, and leaning forward, it's going to be very close to the first down. They're going to call it third. No, isn't he saying 3? Or now is he saying move it? I thought he said third down. Nope, they're going to move the sticks. There you go.
He needed to get to the 35-yard line, and that ball is nose up. The officials are going to say it's close enough. It'll be first and 10 in Missouri Valley, their first down of the game. We're going to see Benedictine take out a couple linebackers. They're going to bring Blue Kaplinger and Dominique Stone King back into the ballgame, so a couple more defensive backs.
Single man to the backfield with quarterback Deion Harris. He'll stand on his left side. First down, 10. QB, 3-step drop. Looks right. Nothing there. Looks left. Nothing there. Now he's going to be hit. It's going to be bear hug. He's thrown to the ground, and the ball pops loose. Do they call it dead, or do the Ravens have it? The defenders are going to come into the middle and call it second down.
That time, great job by Heath Baker. He's the one who forced the quarterback to step up into the pocket, and then Jared Heron comes in, strips the quarterback of the football. But Missouri Valley defensive lineman able to jump back on it. So on that last play, we saw Benedictine go to a dime where they brought in 6 defensive backs and still were able to get to the quarterback.
That's going to bring up a second down long call. Second down 14 for Missouri Valley at their own 31-yard line. The Ravens leading in the ball game with 6:50 to go in the opening quarter, 7-0. QB's back, flares it to the running back out of the backfield, gets to the line of scrimmage. Man, baby, no more than the line of scrimmage as he's stretched down over there and Jeremiah Bryant, because never could get any forward momentum at all. How about Jackson Hoskins, Jared Heron?
And now this is the down the Benedictine defense loves. All right, we're going to see him take out a defensive lineman. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Isaac Anderson. They're going to race in another speed guy in there, and it'll be Cole Johnson. Cole's been a guy who's been able to get after the quarterback. 4.5 TFLs this year.
It's third down, and pin your ears back for the Raven defense. Quarterback back, steps up in the pocket, running, rolling, looking for some help, doesn't get it. It's incomplete, and the Benedictine defense holds here this afternoon. Cole Johnson, you mentioned him. The young guy just comes in, and we talk about young guys. Another sophomore in this Benedictine defensive unit out of Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, and he's got decent size, right? 6'2", 225 sophomore. He's a guy who can really just chase the quarterback all afternoon, not get worn down. Great job by the Raven defenses. They do give up a first down, but now Valley looking at a 4th and 14. They're going to be set to punt it for the second time today.
Coach Osborne talked in a pregame show about the size of the Missouri Valley front line, and the Raven defensive front has just been running by them. Joseph will make a fair catch call, and as he makes the catch, he looks up and realizes no one within about 7 or 8 yards of him, and he thought it was going to be quicker coverage downfield.
What I think he saw was, as high as that punt was, you figured that's got good hang time. Somebody's bound to be down here, so go ahead and call the fair catch. Hey, I am always okay with a fair catch and looked in for a kick return guy.
Here comes the Raven offense. 7-0 Benedictine, 6 minutes to play here in the first half in Atchison, Kansas, homecoming 2023. A fantastic crowd on a picture-perfect, it's what we call Chamber of Commerce weather, man, 75 degrees and clear skies. It is gorgeous. Quarterback's back, quick flare over to the near side. It's going to be caught near the line of scrimmage, and leaning forward is going to be Cameron Dover, but only for a couple of yards or so. Is that Jayshon?
Yeah.
It was Jayshon.
Jayshon out there for his first snap, gets a couple yards. He's going to check back out of the ballgame. Good to see him out there, right? We weren't really sure that we were going to see him today. Coming off that Central Methodist game, we didn't see him at all in that one. So, again, good to see him maybe start to get back out there.
Yeah, he did not play last week, and so he is an asset to this team. Quarterback back to throw on a second down, 8. Throws it left side, wide open receiver, takes it to the 50-yard line, spins away from the first and second, but not the third defender. Nice catch by Matthew Sanford. He's in Viking territory, and Benedictine will move the chains.
That time over there, Taylor Hunt makes the stop for Missouri Valley. We're going to see Sanford now check out on this first and 10, and the Ravens moving the ball into Missouri Valley territory at the 49.
How about that great offensive front? Jacob Nielsen, Jacoby Hinton, Rashad Beckham, Tyler Edwards, Harrison Schmidt, the Benedictine front five. First and 10 at the 49-yard line. Wraparound handoff, and Witherspoon not going to find it. An edge there as the linebacking crew got it shot in, and he's going to get up a little slowly. And that, let me fix who that is. That is not who I thought carrying the ball. Was that Zimmerman taking the ball?
No, it was Dalton.
Was it Dalton? Okay. Keaton Fitzgerald, David Gispers, leading tackler for Missouri Valley with that stop.
So now we're going to see Court Madsen check out of the ballgame. And for Benedictine, they're going to bring in R.J. Brewster and line him up off to the left side.
At the 50-yard line, second down and 11. Motion coming out of the backfield. They'll fill the slot with Sean Warren. Nobody back there now with quarterback Jackson Dooley, and we got some motion.
Yeah. That time you look over to the right side, Cameron Dover. He looked down at his little play sheet when we changed the play there and kind of stumbled out of his stance a little bit.
And by play sheet, the Raven offensive players have the wristband with the little flap lid that has beneath it the signals and the translation for those. Second down and 16. Benedictine going backward now at their own 45-yard line. They'll go with the same play, fill the same slot, pass over to the near side. It's going to be taken by Jacob. He'll get it back across the 50 and be piled up by a trio of defenders as he gets to the 45-yard line. Give it Jalen Brown, the senior from Georgia. And again, Dave Gispers, the leading tackler for Valley, that stop. Third down for Benedictine, 7 to go. Ravens have got to get down to the around the 39-yard line. Adam Jackson, Jr., we talk about the youth of this team. Here's a 6-foot freshman from Katy, Texas. He is wide left side. And here's a flare pass. It's going to be Gathright. He's just going to try to outrun everybody to the first down marker, and did as he goes down the right side in front of the Benedictine bench. Bumped out of bounds, but not until he has enough for a first and 10.
Yeah, nice job right there by Jacob Gathright. Didn't get too creative. He just used his speed by the defender, picks up the first down, and now the Ravens are going to bring Jayshon back in for this first down call, line him up to the slot to the right side. Whole lot of speed over there with Gathright and Jayshon in the slot.
And here's the thing. With that speed, you get them just any kind of room at all and get the ball in their hands, and good things kind of tend to happen. From the 38, here's Jayshon taking a jet sweep left, going wide side to the 35. Jayshon to the 30, racing to the outside of the 25 and tackled about 6 yards out of bounds on the far side beyond the Missouri Valley bench. Another Raven first down on a gain of 15 or 16.
That time the tackle by Eddie Rankin, the 4th. He's the number four tackler on this team, 22 tackles coming into today's game, able to chase down Jayshon, but not before the Ravens able to pick up another first down this afternoon. Benedictine now with six first downs on the day.
LeBron going to fill the slot left. Line to the left side is going to be Ganthright. BC receivers also wide to the near side. Joseph is going to be the very wide receiver to the right. Quarterback's back, pumps once, pulls it down. Now he's going to throw it in on. Should have been picked off. He was very lucky. And Jackson Dooley looks to the skies knowing he got a break right there.
Well, that time, you're looking at two guys right there. You had the receiver, or the running back out of the backfield, Sean Wara. You also had a tight end in the vicinity. And I'm not really sure who the intended receiver was. It bounced off both of those guys and then kicked. Wow. Fell carelessly to the ground. Incomplete. It's going to bring up now a second and 10 for Benedictine.
Trips to the right side. That's a wide side for BC on a second down 10. And instead, they're going to hand it off straight up the middle. And look at him go with a 25-20 to the 15. Break of tackles. Still dragging defenders down to the 11-yard line. What a nice run for Benedictine. And for the Ravens, it's going to bring up a first down on the run by Sean Wara.
Great job right there by Sean. Just pushing, driving, keeping those legs moving. And that low center of gravity at 5'8", he was able to just keep powering forward now. We're going to see a new tight end into the ballgame. Is that correct, 89?
Yes, that's the number, but is it Harry?
Yeah, it's going to be Harry. Remember, Harry was a tight end before he moved to kicker, so they're going to bring Balky in and go tight end left.
First down, BC, and here's a handoff. It's Warr to the 10, drags defenders to the 6-yard line, second down.
Let's tell you, I'm terrified when you run behind your kicker on the left side because, again, that's the kind of play where you get rolled up on at the end, and Sean Warr is going to check out. Harry Balky will check out, and they're going to bring Dalton Witherspoon back in to be the running back on this second down call.
You think kickers, and they're not typically the kind of guys whose size, you know, strikes fear into your heart. You think Garo Yepremian, you know, you're not thinking big, strong, tight ends out there putting a toe to the ball. You're not thinking the Tom Dempsey size guys. Quarterback's going to roll right on a second down, six call, looking into the end zone, throws for the pylon. Did he catch it? Touchdown, Ravens! Right inside the right edge. That's Cameron Dover, his second touchdown of the season. And Benedictine stretches its lead with 41 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It's now 13-0.
Great job right there by Cameron Dover. He caught the ball here on the near side, right at the pylon, able to keep his feet in. And for Benedictine, second touchdown here of the first quarter with 41 seconds left.
Let's give Zach Filippi a little bit of love with this nice snap. It is down. The kick is up, and it is good. Joseph taking a break. We're in the last minute of the opening quarter. Ravens have doubled up now. Benedictine 14, Missouri Valley nothing.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here at Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where the Ravens here at homecoming have taken a 14-0 lead, less than a minute to play in the opening quarter. Welcome back, everybody. Recognizing some of the newest Hall of Fame members going in. That's Truman, I think, is out there now getting a little recognition maybe from the crowd. And Ravens are set to kick it away.
This BC team, Gus, we talked about it a moment ago. It just amazes me, the youth on this team. I mean, if you're more than a sophomore, you're like one of the old codgers out there. You know?
Yeah, you know, if we talk about a guy like Jacob Gathright and Jayshon Todd who are out there that are juniors, they're kind of the old hand at this point. For the Ravens, it's going to be Cullen Bruner set to kick it away. And can I tell you the advantage to scoring with 41 seconds left is that you're going to have one more kickoff with that wind at your back here.
Yeah, the wind, it's not like gale force or anything, but it's substantial, 13, 15 miles an hour out of the north, which is essentially at the back of Cullen.
It's and blowing baseball fields to the Abbey, okay?
Yeah.
If you're sitting there trying to picture north to south.
Here's a kick. It is going to be short, fielded by the return man at the 3-yard line. That's not that short. Comes up to the 10. Gets across the 20, but will not see the 23 as he's grabbed high and low by the kick coverage team.
For the Ravens down there to make the coverage, it was going to be Jared Heron along with Kyle Gibson. Gibson out there, junior, out of Tracy, California.
Khalil Dampier is the return man. Not only the return man, he's the lead receiver for this Missouri Valley team, but he has been kind of absent so far today. Only two receptions so far this afternoon for Missouri Valley. One for 16 and one for nothing.
There you go. Now, all of a sudden, the zero-yard receptions remind me of Grayson quarterbacks, right? Yeah. Well,
easy now. First and 10 at the 23. Here's a pass over to the right side. An open receiver is missed. The pass a little behind him, a little beyond him, and just quite uncatchable on the far side, and it'll bring up a second down for Missouri Valley. And got senior quarterback Tion Harris last week, 20 of 41 for 260 and two, but today he is not starting off well. He's 2 of now 7 for 16.
Yeah, 2 of 7 for 16, and one of those is a 16-yard pass.
Yes.
So
motion will go to the right side, a running back behind the quarterback, and he will take the handoff, trying to get in the middle. Now will bounce outside and hit along the line of scrimmage, falls forward for a couple, and we have markers down in the backfield and near the point of tackle.
Yeah, and you kind of wonder if both officials saw the same thing where you had a pulling maybe tackle or guard out there grabbing a hold of somebody.
The crews, again, an 8 individual crew here today.
Foul on the play, both by the offense. Holding, offense number 88. That penalty is declined. Holding, offense number 55. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. Still, second down.
Okay, so if you hear that there were two holding penalties, you declined the one, you accepted the other, and you say, well, how do you decide which one you're going to accept? You don't accept the one against 88 because that one's going to be downfield, okay? So it's really going to back it up from the point of the foul. The one against 55 was probably in the box, so that's going to net you more yards. So, again, you're going to take the one that's going to back them up more, and now it'll be second and 20 for Valley.
They're back at their own 13-yard line. Everybody out of the backfield, but the quarterback, he'll pass to the right side. Kind of does a nice job of threading the needle across the 20-yard line, and he's going to pick up about half of it. And when we return, it'll be Missouri Valley looking at a third down 10. First quarter in the book here in Atchison, Kansas. Great to have you along for Homecoming 2023. As we go to the break, it is Benedictine 14, Missouri Valley nothing.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We'll be right back.
half of the here. Wilcox Stadium. Just kind of looking out across the crowd, we can see a lot of familiar faces, a lot of former Raven students, a lot of former athletes from not just football, a lot of basketball guys are back today, and other people that have made the time and effort to come to Atchison and enjoy a great homecoming weekend. Third down for Valley. Coming off the 10-yard gain is third down and 10 more. They're at their own 24-yard line. Vikings now going from left to right. Quarterback drops back, looking downfield, still looking downfield. Now throws, is it picked? No, but it's batted away. A leaping effort by Dominic Stone King. He got a hand on it, certainly deflected it away from the intended receiver, and he's already had two INTs this season. I thought for just a minute he was going to come down with another one.
Yeah, Dominique had a huge crowd over there at Fayette the other night because he's from Moberly, Missouri. We think we figured it up like 13 miles away from Fayette. So, again, a good crowd and probably grew up hearing about Missouri Valley because that'd be kind of in the same neighborhood.
Fourth down, and now we're going to see what punter Justin Bridges can do with the wind at his back. And Valley, in their third possession, will have their third punt. This one, not particularly deep. And it is going to be Joseph who catches it, but runs out of bounds with his inertia at the 38-yard line across the way. So Benedictine will have the ball at their own 38-yard line, first and 10, leading 14-0, just underway in the second quarter.
Yeah, you talk about Benedictine this afternoon. This will be their fourth possession of the day. The first one ended in a punt, but the last two have ended in touchdowns to Jacob Gathright and Cameron Dover. For Benedictine, you look out there, you see a new number, quarterback in the team.
And for the Ravens, it'll be Caden Austin. We saw him make his Benedictine debut last week over in Fayette. And a 6'4" freshman. He is a tall guy out there. And he's going to run the ball club first play. Hands off. That's a good, smart first play. It's going to go for no yardage. But you hand it off to your sure-handed running back. He hits the middle of the line. It'll bring up a second down 10.
You also get a good idea of how that defense is moving early on. And that time making the stop, Craig Travis, the senior linebacker out of KCMO, the number two tackler on this Valley defense.
Ravens are very quickly back to the line of scrimmage on a second down call. Less than a minute into the second quarter, BC with a 14-0 lead. Motion is going to go over to the right side. It's going to be LeBron. QB's back, left-handed. Throws for LeBron, but it's beyond him and out of his reach. Not particularly accurately thrown, and it'll bring up a third down for the Ravens, and BC is going to switch around again to get Tanner Zimmerman into the game.
They're also going to bring now back out there Court Madsen, and wholesale changes along the receiving crew to it right now.
Okay, it's about as big a team as you're going to see. And by big, I guess I should say tall. Court Madsen, 6'4". Tanner Zimmerman, 6'5". Caden Austin, the quarterback, 6'4". I mean, you've got some redwoods out there. Third down and long for Benedictine. Ravens at their own 38-yard line. Back to throw. Left-handed quarterback, freshman Caden Austin. He's rolling, looking downfield. Pumps once, pumps again, and he's going to throw it away and throw it out of bounds.
They were looking downfield for Joseph on that pass, but Valley had it covered well. They had over-under coverage as Bishop Hill was back there along with the underside coverage was handled by Keyshawn Reynolds. So not much room to throw there. And for Benedictine, it'll be a quick three and out.
And we'll see what Colin Bruner does punting for the first time today into the wind. Valley going to get it back with lots of time. BC took hardly anything off the clock, still 14 to go. So the Ravens used about 40 seconds on that possession. The snap is great. The kick is a little low, trying to battle the wind, and it will take a Valley bounce all the way to the 40-yard line. So ultimately, Gus, that is a 22-yard punt for Colin Bruner, who's capable, and we've seen him do much, much better.
So the way the wind is blowing today, it's kind of killing the spin on those footballs because everything that has been kicked to the north has bounded backwards. Have you noticed that? So for Benedictine, that's going to be only their second punt of the day. It was their first three and out, and for Valley, excellent starting field position all the way out to their 40-yard line. For Valley, fourth punt of the afternoon. It will bring up, four punts in the afternoon. So
Four 1 o'clock games in the conference. A couple of games coming up yet. One starting at 2 o'clock and one at 2:30. We'll update you on scores from around the conference here in just a minute. But right now, quarterback is back to throw, sets up the screen and gets it away. And he's got a little running room at the 40 and up to the 44-yard line with the Raven defense really closed that thing up very, very quickly. And it was a nice job as Brent Clary catches the ball for Valley. And again, Gus Pease did a nice job of closing in on it really quickly. Brent Clary might be a familiar name to you. He is listed as a junior from Atchison, Kansas.
Brent coming into today's ballgame, 9 catches for 56, picks up 4 there. So what is that, 10 for 60 this season.
Dominic Stone King back into the game, and the quarterback back to throw again. Second down, 6, throws over the middle. It's going to be a high pass. It's gone up and caught at the 50, 45, and for the first time today into Benedictine territory will go Missouri Valley. On the catch by Khalil Dampier, Jackson Hoskins makes the stop. But tell you what, the middle of the field on that snap, Gus, really open. There were no defenders in that little circle in the middle at donut hole.
So now the Ravens are going to take out a defensive back in Blue Kaplinger, and they're going to bring in another linebacker, as it's going to be Cole Johnson back into the ballgame. So if you're talking about these backs right now, the Ravens have a guy out of the ballgame at the moment, Carson Anderson, so it'll be interesting to see how they work around that.
Penalty marker Sale Valley is going to be guilty of a little motion, and so before they get that thing snapped, they're going to cost themselves 5 yards. Looking around the conference, again, games going into the second quarter or early in the second quarter. Baker is at Missouri.
Full start. Offense, number 55.
Baker is at Missouri Baptist, leading 14-7 early second quarter. Culver Stockton is at Clark, and Clark leads at the start of the second quarter, 7-0. And another game is shutout right now. Grandview 10-0 over Graceland after one.
A little surprised that Grandview's only scored 10 points in the first quarter of that thing.
Well, they may be just seeing what all they can do here today. Might be just a little fun day for them. Here at the 49-yard line, first and 15, Valley. The quarterback bobbles it for a moment, able to recover the ball, and again gets the pass away, completed to 40, and very close to the first down marker goes Nate Poyer, a 6'3" junior from Florida, and Javai Boomquist with the coverage.
Yeah, so for Javai, the number 3 tackler on the team, able to make the stop on it, but after a 9-yard gain, it'll bring up now second and short for Missouri Valley. Now looking out there, Ravens going to run in a new defensive back, A.J. Calcara, the senior out of St. Pius X in Kansas City, Missouri.
Now, here's the deal. Missouri Valley's figured out something. They found a soft spot in that Raven defense. Here's a snap back. Quarterback has to pull it in with one hand, gets the handoff away, and falling forward, needed a half a yard and may not even have gotten that. Victor Terry with the stop on the play. And it's going to be, I don't know if he's got the first down or not, near the 35-yard line. But, again, for Missouri Valley, even though they ran on that and short call, they've been throwing the ball in this series with some real success, and they've been finding some open guys.
Yeah, so they're taking a lot of advantage of the personnel group that Benedictine is running out there.
You're going to get
on this. He's down here with Patrick.
Okay.
So right now that's the biggest problem that Benedictine has is they're down a linebacker, and they're kind of plugging and playing. It'll be a 3rd-and-1 for Valley.
They are at the Benedictine 35. They're well within field goal range, but it won't matter. This is the first down and plenty more at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He's going to go into the end zone. No, he's going to be an inch short. Wow, the market at the 1. And he not stopped because he could have run into the end zone, but trying to dance in instead is going to cost the running back a touchdown. Kyle Rowland makes the tackle.
Yeah, so Kyle Rowland did a great job taking out the cornerback and the running back on that play. That'll bring up 1st and goal from the 1. We'll call it the 1. It's inside.
Quarterback has Jeremiah Bryant, the running back behind him. Bryant gets the handoff, puts his head down, leans in, and he's short.
Might have lost, actually, the length of the football. This thing now all the way back to the 1. Great job by the Ravens up front. Isaac Anderson, Kevin Harris combined for the stop. Now the Ravens going to run in another linebacker. It's going to be Abram Phillips. Abram, the sophomore out of Olathe North.
Jeremiah Bryant last week 20 carries for 155, two touchdowns, five catches for 45 yards. I mean, he's had a great season, 10 TDs already this year. And he's in again at the running back spot. It is second and goal from, again, a yard away. He will get the ball this time. He's going to be hit. Does he fall forward? He does not. It's going to be short. Ravens thought they'd taken it away, but the officials make no indication to verify that. They'll bring up a third down and goal.
They're going to say third down. Great job by Missouri Valley. Jumping back on it is Jeremiah Bryant, but for Benedictine. That time, Kevin Harris, 6'1", 275-pound sophomore defensive lineman, able to make the stop on the play. Valley was looking at first and goal inside the one. Now they're looking at third and goal at the one. And right now, you're looking back at that excellent tackle by Kyle Rowland in the open field.
Here's
Valley.
Yeah, Valley's taking out all their tight ends, and they brought in receivers. So instead of going with the jumbo type package, they are going to spread out the field. Third and goal from the one. Quarterback back. Rowland throwing. Caught. Is he in?
No.
Touchdown. He caught it, I think, across the line of scrimmage, was tackled immediately short, but they're going to say a one-yard touchdown pass from Tion Harris to Khalil Dampier, and Valley is on the board. That was bang-bang play.
Dampier caught the ball right about the goal line, but I thought when he got hit, he went straight down, and the left side of his body was in the end zone, but the ball, I didn't think, broke the claim, but they're going to say Dampier into the end zone for his seventh touchdown reception of the season.
Here's Justin Keller. Perfect on the season on PATs, and this one is up, and it is through, and he's 20 of 20 this year. Time out of the field is Missouri Valley has gotten on the board with 8:53 to go in the opening half. Benedictine 14, Vikings 7.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Missouri Valley has gotten on the board, and the subsequent kickoff is away, and it will be unreturnable for Benedictine, and the Ravens are going to begin this series first at 10 to their own 25. We've got 8:53 to go in the first half of this homecoming game here in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine hosting Missouri Valley, and because now the Vikings, after that, was clearly their best series of the day. You know, they've got... they are up now to 100 total yards of offense. And in that series, we talked about it a little bit. BC, they found some chinks in the defensive armor. They found some open spots, were able to complete some passes, and the Ravens are going to put Jackson Dooley back in at the QB spot in this series. A little turnaround handoff and weaving his way straight ahead across the 25 to around the 28-yard line. A 3-yard pickup into the middle for Dalton Witherspoon. Ryan Greenwood, defensive end for Missouri Valley. And look at the Vikings. Coach talked about how big they are across that front. You know, he's 280, Greenwood is. And you got Fajali at 298 from Samoa, Dunham at 280 from California. They are just big guys. Demetrius Hunt, 6'1", 320. Ethan Towers, 6'6", 235. They're big. Here's a handoff on the second down across the 30 and falling forward. And as he gets to the first down, Mark Witherspoon looks at the official and a flag comes out.
We're going to get a penalty, and this thing's being thrown about the 30-yard line. Expect this to be a hold against the Ravens. So penalties have kind of been a thing right now. 5 for 45 already in the ballgame. We've chronicled that Benedictine had only 3 penalties all of last week.
Holding. Offense, number 70. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. Repeat. Second down.
So for BC, penalties causing some problems, and this nice run is going to be wasted. The ball will go back inside the 20-yard line, back to the 19. Ravens got to look now at a second down, and we'll call it about second down 16 with 8:18 to go in the second quarter. BC up by a touchdown at 14-7. Quarterback Jackson Dooley will have running back Dalton Witherspoon on his left hand. And now Witherspoon will break out and go wide to the short side. Quarterback's back, looks right, then throws it away. There was excellent double coverage on the far sideline. I'm going to tell you what, had he tried to force that ball in, it was going to go the other way.
Yeah, I think he looked out there, realized that there was nothing to be had, so just lofted it over into the far sideline, the Missouri Valley bench, and it'll stop the clock with 8:02 left here in the first half of play. It'll bring up a 3rd and 17 for the Raven offense.
So is that really a play that illustrates the maturing of Jackson Dooley as a quarterback to have done that and not done what he might have a month ago?
Exactly. As a young quarterback, you always want to make a play. Sometimes you have to understand that not making a play is the play.
Cameron Dover is going to switch from the left side to the right side. The snap is very low, picked up off the ground. QB's going to roll right, has a man coming out of the backfield and just throws it too high, too hard, and out of the reach of his intended receiver. That's Harry Balke over there trying to catch it, but he couldn't get a handle on it. It's going to be incomplete.
And that time we saw Benedictine send one deep route, and that was Jacob Gathright. But, again, double coverage downfield. They bailed the safety out. The corner was right there. They're not going to give up that deep pass right now.
Tide's really turned at this ball game. Ravens early, marched downfield, scored, and Valley could do nothing. Now Valley has marched downfield and scored, and the Ravens have gone back-to-back, three and out. So certainly momentum has shifted in this game here in the second quarter. Snap back, and a punt from the 5-yard line is going to be end over end. Bounding at the 50, Raven bounce at the 45, still going at the 40. Hits again, it goes to the 35, down to the 34-yard line. And Gus, for the first time, kind of breaking against what has happened before, the ball bounced into the wind this time.
Yeah, that time, Colin Bruner with a little different kick, as we're going to get the media timeout. We'll take it here in just a second. But right there, instead of getting it high and getting hang time, he just hit that thing end over end.
Joseph, let's do it. We'll take the break. We're at 7:44 to go in the opening half. Finances in Kansas. Benedictine, 14, Missouri Valley 7.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. Find a date and a location convenient for you. And register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. That's amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive flu away with Amberwell Health.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Happy to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine hosting Missouri Valley this afternoon, and Ravens lead with 7:44 to go in the opening half, 14-7 for BC so far. You know, Ravens are third down efficiency; they're only 1 of 4, and so far this afternoon, 157 total yards of offense, 100 yards of that passing. So for the Ravens, you know, the look at the numbers, and it's not that bad, but you got to understand that they're going to be buoyed a little bit. There were a couple of really long plays in the courts that then one play to Jacob Gathright kind of helped inflate those numbers just a little bit.
I think the other thing you got to look at right now, and we'll talk about it more as we get to halftime, but Benedictine, through a quarter and a half, 6 penalties for 55 yards.
Here's a handoff and straight ahead running off a right tackle, and just power running for 7 yards across the 40-yard line. an impressive carry on the first play.
That time, Javai Bloomquist finally makes a stop for the Ravens.
Valley, back to it. Same play again. This time, carrying would-be tacklers on his
there
back.
There we go. See, I was expecting that penalty marker to come in. 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, Benedictine out there with 12 defenders. They ran one on late, and I never saw anybody come off. And officials are going to talk about it for a moment.
Wide on the play.
While they're sorting that out, the running back out there for the Vikings, Jeremiah Bryan, he's doing a nice job. He's kind of solid, you know, 5'11", 225 out of Atwood, Tennessee last week. 20 carries for 155.
Defense, more than 11 players on the field at the snap. 5-yard penalty from the previous
again,
spot.
The Valley backfield. Bryant, who had 74 yards on 15 carries last year against Benedictine. Bryant is a senior. The quarterback is a senior. And their receivers are all juniors and seniors pretty much. So it is an experienced team coming in today. They would love to upset Benedictine this afternoon. Now they're going to go on a little bit of a reverse to Chase Buford. He will cut to the left side, get to midfield, Raven territory, down to the 47-yard line, picking up about a half a dozen on a first-yard sweep to the left. And at the BC 47, Missouri Valley will look at a second down at about four. And again, the Ravens, they're shoveling players in and out, but right now, Valley's kind of got a little rhythm going on. They're kind of feeling good. They're clicking it downfield. They're mixing the plays up nicely. They're due for maybe a little pass play into the middle, trying to find something to dice up that zone like they did. And see, here it comes. Quarterback is back. Throws left. Finds a man in the open soft spot on the left side. And very, very near the first down marker across the way, Fabian Njika will make the tackle. But it is going to be another Viking first down. And again, they move the six, and the drive keeps going.
Right now, it feels like Missouri Valley is exactly as you described, getting into a little bit of a momentum. They're starting to feel good. You're seeing quarterback Tione Harris get just a little more time. The Ravens aren't getting the pressure on him. And Tione Harris is a senior for Missouri Valley out of St. Louis by way of Vianney High School, but he also was a starter for the last 2 years at Quincy University.
First and 10, Vikings back to throw is Harris. Steps up in the pocket. The ball's loose. It's on the ground and is still rolling around. The Ravens have gotten it. What a job covering it up for Benedictine by Caleb Taylor, the sophomore from Arizona. Isaac Anderson making the tackle on quarterback Harris dislodges the ball. He just like says, I'm going to kick that out of your hands, and he knocks it away. And it was kind of cool because Caleb Taylor had just come into the game because we haven't seen a lot of the young guy from Arizona out of Desert Mountain.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about is Caleb Taylor is one of those guys we're seeing Benedictine plug and play in that middle of that linebacking crew. Right now they're trying to find somebody to step in and help out with Carson Anderson off the field at the moment. It's a first and 10 for the Raven offense.
First turnover of the ball game by either team goes to Benedictine. And Ravens will send a man in motion, but hand off to the second man instead and running straight ahead and running into a wall for no gain on the carry, Sean Warwick. Craig Travis, man, he was not tricked by anyone. Senior out of Kansas City, the number two tackler on this Viking team. Second down and about nine for Benedictine. Under 6 minutes to play in the opening half. BC with the ball, just taking it away on that turnover, leads it 14-7. And the Ravens are going to go again. A little wing on the left side. You see him looking at the armband, making sure he's got the play just right. Nobody real wide out. Now that's going to be LeBron goes motion right. Hand off running back. Needs a block. Never going to happen. And three defenders see to it that that's going to be a loss of yardage of play. Boy, Aiden Schwartzer, first guy over there. You got Craig Travis over there. Aiden Schwartzer and Elk out of Burleson High School.
I have to look it up and make sure he didn't go to, like, Centennial, but, yeah. So, a loss in the play is going to bring up now a 3rd and 12, and Benedictine over their first three possessions did a good job of getting ahead, but now they have found themselves on the last three possessions looking at 3rd and long.
What the Ravens have not done is throw the ball much. They are 8 of 13. Matter of fact, both teams are 8 of 13 throwing the ball back to throw. Jackson Dooley going deep. He's got a man caught for the first down inside the Valley 45-yard line. Jacob Gathright. He had a huge game last week, and he's having another great one here this afternoon. Jonathan Bailey bumps it up out of bounds very quickly, but another long gain and a first down.
What a high IQ play, though, right there by Jacob Gathright, right? You needed 12 yards, you run a 14-yard route. He got down past the sticks, able to make the catch, and then be knocked out of bounds for a first down.
Jacob Gathright is going to be our halftime guest, so stick around. You're going to get to meet him. He's a fun guy, interesting guy. Stick around for our conversation with Jacob at halftime. And now the handoff into the backfield and running the wrong way, where finally four defenders will crash in and make a tackle for a substantial loss on Witherspoon. We'll see how far back they mark
him. They're going to mark him back to the 50. So they're going to say a loss of six on the play, and they're going to say that's where the forward momentum was killed. Hey, look, we got a DVD down here.
Is that? I thought I had seen him a little bit earlier.
So for Benedictine, they're now looking at a second and 16. They're going to bring back into the ball game Jacob Gathright. They're going to rush out a receiver at the very end of this play, and now the official's going to slow it down for a second, allow Valley to make any substitutions if they want. Play clock down to 5.
Long count by Dooley, and the Ravens are going to have to take a timeout. BC's going to have to burn a TO. Joseph, we're going to share it with him. What do you say? Break at 3:15 to go in the opening half. It is Benedictine 14, Missouri Valley 7.
EQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy 2 floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
I think we're having a little bit of technical difficulties right now. We will be trying to get to Tom and Gus as quickly as possible. I've got a big line hiss and quite a bit of noise coming through. We're going to try to see exactly what is the cause of this problem. I've got just a little bit of Garth Brooks for you right now. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, and here's Long Neck Bottle.
Back with you here at Wilcox Stadium as Benedictine. Quick pass into the right flat. Gus goes incomplete. And again, the Raven possession for the third consecutive time stalls out. And just across midfield, BC's going to be forced to punt it away in for Missouri Valley with 2.5 minutes to go in the half. They got plenty of time to put together some kind of a drive. They got a full complement of timeouts left. Fourth down and 13, BC, just across midfield. Burners kicks away, and it will be short. Bounce at the 30, 25, and down to the 22, maybe 21-yard line. So not a great punt. And Missouri Valley is going to have time. They've got the wind. They've got frankly, they got all the momentum in the game right now and a chance to tie this thing up at halftime.
Yeah, and if you look back to that last possession, the Raven defense able to take the football away on an Isaac Anderson forced fumble. That was another drive where Valley looked like they were putting some things together. They looked like they were being able to move the football and maybe get another big drive and score. So, again, Benedictine's defense going to be called on big here now with 2:20 left here in the first half. For Missouri Valley, they're going to have this ball at their own 21-yard line. So,
now, Blue Kaplinger running in. Is that a dozen out there? 3, 6, 9 onto 11. So they just now added the 11th defender.
That's been another
out.
Issue this afternoon is having the right personnel on the field.
Motion to the right side. Valley with a first down, 10. Collin quarterback is on a play action, set up a screen. Fires it over to the left side. It's going to be juggled and hits the ground. It's incomplete.
At that time, the quarterback, Keone Harris, dropped back, was setting up that screen, rushed that pass just a little bit. It's going to be incomplete. Second and 10 with 2:17 left in the first half.
We have seen a number of times Keone Harris have trouble fielding that snap from Zane Thompson. I don't know if the snap
it's been high, it's been low, it's been right, it's been left. You know, I kind of watched that actually during warm-ups. That's been something that Zane Thomas has done all day. Zane, a sophomore out of Camdenton, Missouri. Tell me the Camdenton High School mascot. I'll tell you, it's the Lakers.
Of course. Why wouldn't it be, right? QB back to throw again on the second down 10. He's got a man wide open and overthrows him. At the 50-yard line, it was a foot race, and in fact, the Valley defender was winning that race, and he's really disappointed and frustrated that the pass was not more accurately thrown because Khalil Dampier's got the speed to make that happen.
Tell you why it wasn't is Heath Baker was right in the lap of the quarterback, and Keone Harris had a decision to make. Do I take the sack, or do I throw it as hard as I can and hope my receiver can get under it? That's what he elected to do. It falls incomplete. It's going to be third and 10, and now look for the Raven defense to really turn it up right here.
At their own 21-yard line for Missouri Valley, with the Ravens up by a touchdown. We're 2:12 to go in the first half. Harris, the quarterback, straight back to throw again. Look at downfield, steps up. He's hit. He is buried inside the 15-yard line. It's going to be a 9-yard tackle for a loss on the sack, and the Ravens are going to stop the clock. How about Isaac Anderson, Cole Johnson? Gus, there is 526 pounds of lineman right there.
Yeah, so you got a great interior rusher in Isaac Anderson. You have a superb outside rusher in Cole Johnson. And they said, hey, I'll meet you at the quarterback. And that's exactly what they did. A big sack on fourth down. It's now fourth and 18 for Valley. But the bigger thing than that is Benedictine going to have a shot to return this punt or go after the kicker.
See, what I feel is so important right now is Valley, you mentioned Valley's kicker, Justin Bridges. He has had one punt blocked, okay? But for the Ravens, I think the big deal was to break that momentum that we'd seen, that swing that had gone Missouri Valley's way after the Ravens really had the edge in the first quarter and early in the second. There's one of the great running backs of all time, Keith Hertling, here in the stands today.
You could probably throw shoulder pads on him right now.
Look at him. Absolutely. You want to get in front of that guy with the head of steam going?
Absolutely not.
No. So anyway, it was good for the Ravens to stop that momentum that Valley had really begun to put together and take advantage of. It kind of began with the taking away of the ball on that turnover a moment ago, and then the Ravens unable to capitalize with the offensive possession. A short punt gave Valley another shot, but the defense coming up big, and the Ravens are going to get this thing back. You've got Joseph Langufuyana coming back to return the kick, standing at the Benedictine 45-yard line. However, Bridges, even though he's had one block this year, stands at the goal line to kick it away. He's got a nice breeze behind him, and so you can expect a 45, 50-yard kick. Snap is perfect. The boot is away, and the kicker is run into, and there's the marker, fair catch called for. And that's not, I don't think, a roughing. Isn't they just, wasn't that probably a running into?
Oh, no. Got him pretty good.
Okay. It took a moment for that official to throw that marker.
Now, it was on the lead foot and not the plant foot, so it could just be running into the kicker.
It is, by the way, a fourth down 17.
Running into the kicker.
There you go.
Receiving team. 5-yard penalty from the previous spot. Replay. Fourth down.
See, if I'm Missouri Valley, I don't. Nope. I don't want to re-kick this thing because that time Dylan Witherspoon was
inches away from getting one. And now, look over here. You've got 26. Blake Dabkis is going to line up next to Dylan Witherspoon. Blake's already got a couple punt blocks this season. So if I'm Valley, I'm a little surprised they're going to run their punter back out there for this.
And, again, punter Justin Bridges has said he kind of hobbled around a little bit. And a lot of that's, you know, to decoy the officials, I know. But he was hobbling around. Now he's got to do this again. He's certainly got to be thinking, give me a minute, guys. He'll stand at his five this time, and the Ravens do not come after him. The kick is away. It is spinning and will bounce at the 45. Joseph's going to get away from it. It's down to the 42-yard line. So the Ravens are kind of a wash for them. They're going to have the ball. And here's the thing. Now, here's a great opportunity for Benedictine. Because you've seen it. You've been in it. You've done it. And at the end of practice, every day you practice that two-minute drill. Okay, every practice you work for 20 minutes on the two-minute offense drill. Here's a chance to put that thing into action.
I always loved when you would have a really nice play during the two-minute drill, and then coach would yell, oh, we got a holding. Let's bring it back.
And you're like,
I'm running against air, but let's do this.
So for BC, with a minute 48 to play in the half, leading by a touchdown, they've got the ball first at 10 of their own 42-yard line, moving into the breeze. QB's back to throw. Looks right, throws right, batted away, and that was a high-risk pass for Gathright. The defender was able to cut in front and reach out with an arm and bat it away. If he had another half a second and could have stepped in front, he would have taken that one back.
Yeah, that time the defender able to get his arm, and I really thought he had the receiver hooked. But over there, yeah, Keyshawn Reynolds, the senior defensive back.
So for BC, it is a second and 10, and they use very, very little time. We're still at a minute 45 to play in the first half. Jackson Dooley back to throw. Boy, he's got some time. Now rolls over a little bit, throws the pass to the near side, and a diving catch made by Cameron Dover. Pick it up about five or six. Let's see where they spotted at the 48-yard line. So it's a six-yard gain, third and four.
They keep looking deep. They really want to get Gathright on that long pass, but Valley has had that thing covered really well on the deep pass.
I really want him to get Gathright on a deep pass. Third down, four. Pumping once, throwing again. He's got his man. It tipped away. That was a superb defensive play by Keyshawn Reynolds out of Moreno Valley, California.
Yeah,
he's got a hand out there.
Yeah, so Keyshawn's a senior, but he's not a guy who appeared on our two deeps coming into today's game. Now, Benedictine going to send their punt unit out with a minute 14. And yeah, that's a tough break, right? Because you really wanted to get some points on the board here before half, but this is a smart thing to do, is just punt the ball away and force Valley into a long field.
And again, the dangers of throwing the football come to light for Benedictine as they use less than 30 seconds off the clock in that possession. Fourth down, four. The kick, oh, that's nice. High and hanging. The wind is going to grab it. Fair catch is going to be called for and executed at the 17-yard line. And again,
I would love to know what Blake Dabkis is saying to the kick returner as he's standing.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
He's standing right there, face to face, and yeah,
he wasn't doing anything to maybe distract or interrupt his train of thought out there. Surely not. First and 10, Valley. And now, if you're Missouri Valley, still three timeouts left, minute six to go, and you've got a field goal kicker who, with the wind behind him,
we just
watched
him game.
60?
60.
Yeah, he's going to be good possibly for 60. So
if you can get to the 40,
yeah,
you'd attempt one. And honestly,
yeah,
if you get somewhere on
across the middle,
across midfield,
yeah,
probably attempt it.
And here's a handoff. They're going to get very conservative here and just straight ahead run it to Jeremiah Bryant. It's going to be good for a few yards and bring up a second down. It would appear that Valley is not interested in trying to force this thing downfield a little bit here late in the half. Jagger picks up that stop. And Valley running all kinds of players in and out. Here we go. They do have 11. So that's always a plus. Second down and about 5 across the 22. Quarterback is back. Steps up. Now he's going to run 20, 5, 30, and dances out of bounds, stumbles as he goes out of play, crashes into a Benedictine player on the sideline. And it's going to, not often does a quarterback get to deliver a shot like that.
And that's always a dangerous thing when you have a player that gets over into the sideline. You've got other players that have their back to the field of play. So,
okay, we a lot of times cast shade, okay, on the guy who puts together the roster. And I'm going to do it again. Teyon Harris, they've got him as 5'10" in the program. I mean, let's look at that guy. Quarterback number one, 5 foot, what, 7, maybe 8, maybe, tops? And he's back to throw again. Rolling right, puts a little muscle into it, and gets the pass away. Will they call it complete? They will, across the 45-yard line. So Valley, with 23 seconds and plenty of timeouts remaining, they are very likely going to get an opportunity at a field goal attempt here before halftime.
And the crazy thing is they started this possession off very conservative, right? They ran the football. They were going to be okay getting this thing to half. Then a couple plays later, you're like, man, we're out nearing midfield. We've got 23 seconds. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they're going to run a quarterback out or a kicker out there here and try a field goal. Troth is going to burn a timeout here. It will be his first.
Tell you what, let's hang on to it right here a little bit. We got some things that we can discuss.
So you're probably right. When he was at Quincy, he was 5'8". So last year he was 5'8", 197. Over the summer, he lost 7 pounds and grew 2 inches. So.
Yeah, he's getting into that grown man body, you know. He's a senior out of Vianney High School in St. Louis. But at 22, you don't usually, you know, have that 2-inch growth spurt over a summer, but who's to say? Hey, halftime here on CARE. We got a great interview coming up. We're going to be visiting with the young man who's already having a nice afternoon for the Raven football team. It'll be Jacob Gathright joining us out of California. And we're going to learn a lot about him, a lot about his background.
His connections to the Midwest.
Things. We're just going to learn a lot of things. He's a fun guy. We look forward to sharing that convo with you. And then, of course, then after the second half, as quickly as we're done here, CARE Radio Sports is going to flash to Winchester, Kansas, where it's going to be sub-state volleyball action. And we'll pick it up live and in progress from Winchester. So stay with us. Volleyball after football. That is a full sports afternoon, and Joseph loves every second of it because he is a sports kind of fun, enjoying, having guy. So there's that.
This afternoon for Benedictine, start looking at total yards, total plays. 32 plays, 170 yards. For Missouri Valley, 30 plays, 137 yards. So about 40 yards worth of difference in total yardage and two more plays for Benedictine here this afternoon.
Valley's rushed for more yards than Benedictine. The Ravens have done a great job holding Central Methodist to negative rushing yards last week. But now you've got Missouri Valley with more rushing yards than Benedictine in the first half. Quarterback is back to throw, and he is going deep, and he has got a receiver, and he again overthrows Khalil Dampier down around the Raven 20-yard line.
And that time, he had not much rush. He just stepped up into the pocket, never really set his feet, and tried to run and throw, and sailed that thing a little too far for his intended receiver. Can I tell you, a good pass, and that could have been 6.
You know, I look at Teyon Harrison. I'm not going to, like, linger on this size thing, but in football today, we're seeing kind of a shift in that quarterbacks have gotten taller. I mean, you're seeing more quarterbacks like, you know, Benedict has got 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". But we're seeing running backs maybe get a little shorter, you know? I mean, that's kind of been the trend for whatever reason, whatever prompts that. Back to throw again is going to be Valley, and QB is going to run to the near side, look to get out of bounds, and Teyon Harris will dive into the Ravens sideline, stop at a clock at 12 seconds to go, leaving his team at a third down and, 3 or 4. Now, at 12 seconds and with 2 timeouts left, Valley can, you know, they're going to take 1 timeout. They're going to still have 1 left. We'll hold on to it here. They can take a shot, right?
Yeah, but I don't understand why they utilize that timeout, right? The quarterback got out of the field of play, so it stopped the clock. I would have used 2 timeouts. I would have said, I've got 2 plays, right? You can run 1 over the middle timeout, 1 over the middle timeout, and then get your kicker out there. Instead, now you've got 1 more play that you can stop the clock with. So this has to be a good play. So for Missouri Valley, I wouldn't be shocked if you see them throw something across the middle, like a little bit of a slant or a hitch somewhere around the 40-yard line, and then try to call your timeout and kick the field goal.
I've got your play. The play that they've gone to twice here in this quarter that both times was open and available, but they didn't connect, and that is Khalil Dampier just racing down this left sideline. They've had him there, and they've had him available, but quarterback Teyon Harris just was not able to deliver an accurate enough pass for Khalil Dampier to run underneath. They got to try that again. Or at least if I'm Coach Troth, maybe if not this series, I am thinking about this play because I believe that I can score on that play.
Yeah, I think that you probably have a little more riverboat in you than Paul Troth does, right? Because he's one of those guys who you'll see him get a little out on the edge, but it'll be like a special team side play, right?
Yeah.
Like a fake punt or something like that. He's not really been one guy to really roll the dice in some of these positions.
You know what?
He's going to be a little more conservative.
If I've won one division game in 4 years, I feel like I
should
be right. Okay,
I think
that somebody's got to do something. Okay, and so there's that. Here we go. Let's see what Valley has cooked up with three to the left and one to the right. Quarterback Keon here, a straight back drop. Looking downfield, got plenty of time.
There's
the holding call. Harris is going to run, get tripped up, and he's going to be down around the line of scrimmage by Jagger Bluebaugh. And that's a hold way back there at the 40-yard line. Here's the thing, though. Harris had some time, but I don't think he'll find a receiver. The coverage was pretty good.
Yeah, so they were going to that play that you were looking for. They were looking for Dampier deep, and now the problem with taking that sack and the penalty.
Holding. Offense, number 77. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. Third down.
See, you back him up 10 yards,
yeah.
And there's 3.7 seconds left. So when it's all said and done, you're in a little bit of trouble right now.
Right. And BC did, that was exactly the right thing to do. Now, Valley's going to take a timeout. So they got one play left. And the question is, what are you going to want to do with it? Now the ball is all the way back at your own 42-yard line. So
draw.
The long field goal is out of the question. It's just not going to work. And you go through, yeah, it goes to the two, you know, greatest plays in the playbook, play one and play 1A, which is the draw of the screen.
I think that's exactly what you do right here. You're looking to just pick up a little yardage, get into the half, because, again, you also don't want to just chuck one deep and Benedict and pick it and take it back to the house,
yeah.
Right?
What you do if you're Valley is you say, you know what, I'm going to go into the locker room, and I'm within one play. I mean, that's kind of got to be their mindset. As the Vikings at 4-2 and 1-0, shockingly, 1-0, and again, they win over a first-year program last week in Missouri Baptist. Let's see, what else is, how's the conference shaking out yet? Whoop, I just had it there and then I lost it. Let's revisit those numbers and update them for, like, right now, and here we go.
Right now, Baker leading Missouri Baptist 24-10 at the break. You've got Culver, Stockton, and Clark tied at 7 at the break. Grandview 31, Graceland 7, and that one's at half. And early in the first quarter, Central leading Mid-America 3-0.
There's a little surprise, maybe, huh?
That Central scored a little bit.
Okay, here goes Valley. They're going to go for this on a third down call. Quarterback is back, steps up. He's hit. He's sacked at the 40. Going to lose a few more yards, and that will take us to halftime as Dominic Stone King continues to play extremely well for the Raven defense, and Benedictine here at homecoming has a halftime lead. We'll be back. Summarize the first half for you as the teams head for the locker room. It is Benedictine 14, Missouri Valley 7.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
We're back with you here at Wilcox Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. Halftime here in Homecoming 2023. The Ravens leading 14-7 over Missouri Valley, but Gus, Ravens jumped out to that 14-0 lead. Valley a team that has been struggling a little bit. Again, we mentioned they had a win last week, but they have got the fortitude. They've got the experienced coach. They're not throwing in the towel on this. They have battled back and really had a chance to tie this thing late in the half. Weren't able to pull that off, but they're very much a part of this game. This is not just a one-horse race today.
Yeah, so we saw Valley score at the 8:53 mark of the first quarter. And all of a sudden, that was the second quarter. At the 8:53 mark of the second quarter, and from then on, Valley made this a game. They've been close. They've been just not there. After scoring that touchdown, they ended up fumbling the ball away, punting the ball away, and then getting to half. So Benedictine's defense had turned up the intensity after Missouri Valley was able to score that touchdown there on the one-yard pass to Khalil Dampierre. For Benedictine, they raced out, right? The first three possessions, they had a punt on the first one and then scored touchdowns on their next two possessions. But the second quarter was a struggle, right? In the second quarter, you had four possessions. Two of those were three and outs, and then the other one was just a straight-up punt. So you had four punts in the second quarter. Got to be a little better in that scenario of the ball game. You take a look at... Can I do that?
I have to do it like this because I have to go here and here and... Is it there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking a look at the stats here in the first half for Benedictine. Both teams with 9 first downs. The Ravens, 2 of 7 on third downs today. Last week against Central Methodist, Benedictine was 4 of 9 on third downs. Missouri Valley, 2 of 7 on third down. Neither team has gone for a fourth down total number of plays. Benedictine, 32 plays today for 171 yards. For Missouri Valley, 33 plays for 140 yards. So
you can see how close this game is.
I'm telling you, the numbers are about similar. But you scroll all the way down to penalties. Benedictine, 8 penalties in the first half for 65 yards. Missouri Valley, only 3 penalties, but 25 yards of penalty yardage. Fumbles in the first half. Missouri Valley had 3 fumbles in the first half, but only lost one of those and held onto the ball for only 13:24 of the first half.
Yeah, BC's kind of early in the season. They had some trouble with penalties and kind of got that ironed out as the season had worn on. But today, kind of gone back to that, and it really started right out of the gate. I mean, they had penalties, holding penalties on 3 of the first maybe 7 or 8 plays of the afternoon.
And those were penalties against the offensive line and 3 different guys. Jackson Dooley today, 11 of 17 passing, 122 yards and 2 touchdowns. And look at Tione Harris. He started the game really slowly and then was able to push it up to 9 of 17 passing in the first half, 76 passing yards, 1 touchdown. Rushing yards, Sean Warratt leads the Ravens in rushing, 6 carries, 23 yards. Dalton, 5 carries for 13. But for Missouri Valley, it's Jeremiah Bryant, 9 carries, 59 yards. He's averaging 6.6 a clip.
Okay, we talked to Coach before the game, and I asked him, and you heard this on the pregame show, how do you beat this team? They got to, got to do some run the ball. We've got this big defensive front. And the Ravens, unlike last week or the week before and several weeks prior to that, because they're on a nice 4-game winning streak, what they have not been able to do, guys, is run the ball. I mean, Wara, 23 halftime yards. Witherspoon, 13. Jay Sean, 1 carry for 10. Jacob Gathright, a carry for 3. The Ravens not running the ball in the first half, and probably for them to be really successful, not that they can't win without it, but tell you what, you're a lot better off if you can get some ground yards.
Well, and the thing is, they've been looking for the long pass here today. It's just not been there. Missouri Valley has done a great job of saying, we'll let you beat us, but we're going to let you beat us underneath. I mean, that's where the ball is going to have to be thrown, and right now, Benedictine keeps looking for the deep ball. It's just not been there yet.
Well, we're going to be looking to take a little bit of a breather, and we'll be back. Second half coming up live here on Care Radio is right now. Benedictine president, kind of like the head coach, only, the head coach of the whole thing. Steve Minnis is out there on the field as they are introducing the newest inductees into the BC Hall of Fame. So it's always good to see that. And They'll be recognized, of course, later on this evening at the Hall of Fame banquet. So congratulations to those people. We'll be talking about them. And Gus, we know, guys, we kind of know all, but this, I don't know the soccer team, but I know the other three. Taking a break. Halftime at Atchison. As we go to the locker room, it's Benedictine 14, Missouri Valley 7. We'll return with the second half, but right now we kick it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Care Radio 93.7, Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato oles, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
We've got Jacob Gathright joining us. He's a receiver for the Benedictine football team. Jacob, good to meet you, man. How's it going?
It's going great today. How about yourself?
That's good. Hey, let's start off with the Jacob biography. Tell me a little bit about where you're from, home life, some of that.
Well, I was born and raised in Oceanside, California. With both parents, they raised me well, supported me. We're always going on vacation. They were my number one fans in high school football, ever since youth, honestly, and now they're loving it. My dad has a BC jersey with my name on it, so, yeah, he's loving it.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think I saw a guy from Oceanside in an RV a while back.
Yeah, I think that probably was my dad, yeah.
So they get a chance to come to some of the games, at least?
Yeah, they're both retired, so they love to just come fly out here, sometimes drive out here, and... Yeah, they're coming out here this weekend, too. So.
Fantastic. Now, what do you have in the way of siblings, brothers, sisters, and stuff at home?
Yeah, I have one younger brother that's from my mom's. Me and him are my mom's only sons. And I got an older brother who went to Baker. His name is Jeremy Gathright. He won nationals in the 400 meter. And I have an older sister named Sydney, and she's living in Atlanta, I think.
So I usually ask about the siblings being athletic, but obviously, you know, you're not the only athlete in the family.
No, yeah. Jeremy, I've never raced him, but I've always wanted to know who was faster. So.
See, you'll be able to argue about that forever. So don't race him. You'll always be able to tell him you're better,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I could just say, you know, I of course I am.
Yeah. Tell me about high school football.
It was great. I had fun at El Camino High school. I grew up with the same friends I had, so it was kind of a family with that team, and especially our rival school in Oceanside. I played youth football with them too. Kind of in San Diego, we have like a pride, I guess, over there, just with our football. And I know we have some coaches here, like Hauser and both Ferrazes, they were from Mission Hills, and that's a really good team too. So, it kind of just felt like home going from there to here, because I had some like a touch of home, really.
Now, how good was your high school team? Pretty good.
We won in 2019. We made it to state and lost. We were runner ups in state, but that was probably like my funnest season ever. We were pretty good.
When you were in high school. Besides football, I'm guessing a guy with your athletic ability, that was not the only sport you played.
Yeah, I played 2 years of basketball and 2 years of track, too. Those were fun years. Made new friends in both teams. And, yeah, I just got to showcase my God-gifted ability.
Now, so how does a guy from Oceanside make it to Atchison, Kansas? Tell me about how that recruiting journey came about.
Man, I think Hauser's just really good at his job, and he knows where the talent's at. He went and sought me. My freshman year, one of my youth football players, he became here too, and we were roommates.
And who's that?
His name was Vincent Fanotti. He doesn't go here anymore.
Okay.
But yeah, Hauser just did a good job of recruiting, and they got me out here on a visit, and I saw, like, the program and the facilities, and just I viewed myself here, and here I am.
Now, with the brother who played football in Kansas, had you been to Kansas before? I mean, was this like kind of a first time this way?
Yeah, he ran track in Kansas, but I watched him graduate from Kansas Wesleyan to get his master's. I never got to see him in his meets or anything, but I was out here for a second, and I was really young at that time, though. So I don't, yeah, it was a very long time ago, so I don't remember much. But I just remember being in this living space and just thinking how, at the time, college is so hard, and I was so proud of him and stuff. And now I'm out here living it, so.
Had you ever been in cold weather before your first winter here in Atchison?
No, not really. Just on, like, winter vacation in Big Bear, but this is something else. it taught me how to dress for it, and it's cool. Like, I've in New Jersey, my dad's side is from New Jersey, so I experienced snow there once, but it wasn't nearly as, like, harsh as Kansas could get. So.
Jacob Gathright's with us, joining us here halftime. And now, Jacob, you said that your family went on, like, vacations and travel. So where were some of the places that you've been, and where are some of the places that you really enjoyed seeing and going to?
I was, like, very young at this time, but the islands, Kauai and Maui, and those were just, the snorkeling was awesome. The water was so clear, and I loved the luaus. And then we also went to, we're a big Disney family, so we would have Disneyland season passes, which is, like, an hour away from us, but they once took me and my brother to Disney World, and that was just extremely magical. You can't replicate that.
Hey, well, okay, Disneyland. Favorite ride? What's the one that you're going to stand in line for the longest so you can get on?
That's a hard one. I think my OG ride is going to have to be Space Mountain. I think that was probably one of the first roller coasters I've ever ridden. But a close second is, it's now called the Incredicoaster, but that's a really thrilling thrilling ride.
So you're a coaster guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Worlds of Fun, ever been down there and ridden any of them?
No, Worlds of Fun. I never heard of it.
Oh, okay. Well, there's something for you to look into next spring.
Sure.
All right. Let's talk about the important stuff, school. Tell me about your, you know, what degree you're working toward and things like that here academically. Have you declared?
Not yet. I came in as a civil engineering major, and I lasted a good year and a half in it, and then I just realized with, like, football and everything going on, it was very tedious. I wasn't enjoying myself as much as I am now. I am undecided, but I love viewing all the things that I could soon be passionate about, you know, thinking about what I want to declare as. I'm thinking graphic design or computer science. Right now I'm in classes geared towards, like, media and society and stuff, so, and I'm liking it with Mr. Troop, so.
So where would you project yourself? Have you thought, you know, 5-10 years down the road, you know, where am I going to find you, and what are you going to be doing? Any ideas at all? Have you thought about that much?
I just like to view myself as, like, a creator, something that I could take pride in and that other people might enjoy viewing, too. Maybe, like, marketing or advertising and commercials, or making my own, like, you know, character or something. So you'll probably see me working from home on my computer animating or drawing things. So
you're a people kind of a guy. You like doing things, you know, with people and cooperative work and things like that.
I don't mind it. Yeah, I like making new friends. I've always told that I'm very easy to talk to, so.
Let's talk Benedictine football a little bit. As you come in, you know, Coach Osborne, I mean, he was the head coach here when you recruited in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
So you got to love the style of offense, and when they get that vertical game going, I mean, that's got you written all over it, right?
It does. My first time here in fall camp, it was. That's when I first showcased my speed here, and then next week I'm on the varsity squad, so. Yeah, I like how their offense is geared. I also like their program and the culture that we're building around here. I got to watch them make it. And so, yeah, I love how many playmakers we have on the field, and it's just a fun time on Saturdays.
Tell me about the team besides Saturdays. I mean, I get the vibe. It's close-knit bunch that you guys hang and do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're kind of, it's a brotherhood. We eat together every day. We see each other every day. It's fun. It's hard not to become friendly with your teammates.
What kind of hobbies do you have? I mean, when you're hanging with the guys, you're playing video games, or do you do other stuff, you know, besides that?
Man, I'm a video game guy myself. Me and my friend James Johnson, we'll hop on Siege all the time. I know a lot of my teammates love to go fishing on the weekends when they have spare time. I need to get out there myself. I've been wanting to, but yeah, fishing, video games, and partying.
What's your video game? What's the one game that I don't want to even challenge you because you're that good?
Rainbow Six Siege. Yeah, you don't want to touch me in that, I don't think. But I've just been playing that for so long. I think that's why. But yeah.
All right, Jacob Gathright, do you have any, like, hidden talents? Something that I don't know about you. Do you play a musical instrument? Do you sing? Do you do, you know, do you build ships in a bottle? Is there something that we don't know about you?
Man, I dance a lot.
Is that right?
Yeah, like, just freestyle. I don't know. I've always been told I love to dance. Like, going out in a party, I'll be on the dance floor. So, I guess that's pretty... I've always wanted to dabble in that, see if I could, like, take it somewhere, but... Yeah, it's always been fun to dance.
So the good wheels out on the field, you know, transfer over to the good wheels on the floor.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it sure does.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about, some of the things that you and your friends do besides, I mean, you talk about you want to go fishing. Do you fish? Have you fished? Are you got any experience?
I fished before, yeah. I've caught one fish in my life. And we ate it, and then I got sick. So, I mean, it was cool, though. It was fun.
It wasn't the fish's fault, man. We got to talk to the cook.
Most likely. Or the water. I don't know.
May have been that, too. Okay. Favorite color, Gatorade?
Ooh, I like cool blue.
Blue.
That one's refreshing.
Okay. Morning bird, early bird, night owl, what are you?
Night owl. I could stay up forever and then have a great day as long as I get a nap in between.
If you weren't playing football in college, you know, what would you be doing? I mean, what other football would you, what, like if you were play baseball, basketball, another sport, track, I mean, what else would you be doing if it wasn't football?
I'd probably be like running track somewhere, or if it wasn't that, I'd probably be at home and hopefully in like a UC school, and then I don't know, for that fraternity life seems pretty fun. Yeah.
Favorite movie, what the movie that you love to watch and you could watch like every
Cumber
night,
yeah.
And did you know all the words, you know, that you know every line?
I would have to say just the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, all of it. I love seeing Johnny Depp play Jack Sparrow, and it's just very amusing to me.
Okay, so you're a Johnny Depp comedy kind of a guy.
Yeah, I honestly, he's so versatile, too. I love Sweeney Todd, watching him play Sweeney Todd, too. And all the way to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, he's one of my top actors, yeah.
Okay, you're out of SoCal. Have you ever bumped into or seen anybody, like, famous? Like, have you just, like, you're going down the street or you're at the mall or whatever you're doing, and you say, wait a minute, I know this guy.
I think the closest I was to a celebrity at that point was at Disneyland. I saw one of the characters from Ant Farm.
Okay.
But, yeah, that was it. Me being young at the time, I was like, oh, my gosh, it's so cool. I got a picture with him, so, yeah.
This is good. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say there's a young SoCal guy, and he's like saying, Jacob, man, I'm trying to decide, what am I going to do? Am I going to school? I'm not sure how to move forward. And he comes to you for advice. What advice would you give, a young guy who's saying, help me out here? Any thoughts?
I'd probably just say know what you're good at and find your passions and just stick with it. Just root yourself in how you know what you're good at, and don't let anybody else take it away from you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's just take another scenario. It's off season, mm-hmm. It's summertime or something, and here I am. I'm in San Diego, and I bump into you. Like, okay, where are you going to take me?
Where are we going?
Where are we going to go? Where are we going to eat? Where's your, like, favorite place to eat? And, like, the one thing that I got to have from there that is fantastic? Because you can look at me. Man, I love a meal.
Shoot, it depends on the budget. I'll probably take you to Benihana's. I know I love that place myself. And then for something fun, I like to roller skate. So there's this place called Epic Rollertainment. That place is pretty cool. They got the lights off and everything, lights going off. R&B music, so yeah.
So you can skate?
I'm trying to learn how to dance skate, but yeah, I could hold my own just cruising around. Yeah.
Backwards?
I'm getting there. I know how to spin.
Okay,
to spin, so.
That's great. Okay, last thing, and then we're going to let you go, and this is going to be the hardest question of the whole thing, so get ready for this.
Okay.
Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, which is...
Spider-Man. Everybody on my team knows I have Spider-Man gloves. They call me Spidey, man. I have Spider-Man merch galore. So.
Peter Parker is your alter ego.
Man, more like Miles Morales, but anybody could be Spider-Man, so I'm loving it, yeah.
Jacob Gathright, it's been a pleasure talking to you, man, and getting to know you a little bit.
Thank you so much.
And the Ravens continued success. Go Ravens.
Go Ravens.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football. Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half coverage of Benedictine Raven football.
What time we got? And we welcome you back to Wilcox Stadium. It is halftime of homecoming 2023 as Benedictine holds a 14-7 lead over the Vikings of Missouri Valley. Joseph, great job back in the Care Radio Sports Studios. Tom, he's actually here. Usually after half, he's kind of running around and we don't know where he is.
Who knows where I'm going.
So, it's been a fun game so far here in the first half. It's been a very close game. Benedictine jumped out to a 14-0 lead. Missouri Valley answered back with a touchdown early in the second quarter. Then the scoring just kind of died down for the last 8 minutes of the first half and gets us to our 14-7 score here at the break.
Okay, I'm looking out here and I'm trying to figure out, I'm doing some math. That's never my long suit, but you've got the kicker for Missouri Valley, Justin Keller, and the kicker for Benedictine, Cullen Bruner. You're out there chatting like they're old friends. I thought maybe they were like high school teammates or something, but apparently they, you know, you go like to band camp and, you know, Boy Scout camp. Maybe they went to kicker camp somewhere together and know each other.
You got nobody else to talk to at halftime. You know, kickers out by themselves, so a chance to just get caught up and say, hey, what did you guys have for post-game meal when you guys left Baldwin last week? That's where we are here in a couple weeks. So
it was
yeah.
It was cold cheese sandwiches
exactly.
And chips.
So
you know
both these kickers out here trying to figure out this wind for the second half, and it's going to be really interesting with the decisions on. Wow, so their kicker is good from 60 going to the south end zone. And going to the north end zone, he's short from 40. So it kind of shows you what that wind is doing right now.
It has not let down any. 13-mile-an-hour at the start of the ball game. And while I have it checked, boy, he just barely got that one through. And it was being knocked down by the wind pretty dramatically. So wind is going to be a factor in the kicking game. And on the other end, you got Bruner. Didn't quite clear, but he had teed that one up on the 50. So he was turning his range from 60 yards out. And it was not too far away.
Some crazy games around the nation today. I saw where Arkansas fails to score a touchdown today, and they lose 7-3 to Mississippi State. So, again, you just never know when it comes to college football Saturdays. South Carolina, Mizzou just getting started. Penn State and Ohio State down in the last 30 seconds. Ohio State up 20-12 in that contest. So keep an eye around those games. You've got some games from around the conference.
Well, it's homecoming in Oskaloosa, Iowa, and they're just a few minutes into the ball game as Bruce State and Penn continue to be scoreless there. You have Baker with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, still leading by a couple of touchdowns over Missouri Baptist, 24-10 on the road. It is a Clark lead at home over Culver Stockton up at Dalzell Field. Clark 14, Culver Stockton 7, 3 minutes to go in the third. With
12 minutes to go in the third quarter. Grandview just continues to accelerate. And 38-7 over Graceland, who, after week two, after week three of the season, when they played Missouri Valley, the wheels fell off that wagon. You've got 17-0 Mid-America lead with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Mid-America in front of Central Methodist and Penn again and Peru scoreless. So there you go.
Benedictine,
no surprises in the conference.
Next Saturday afternoon, we'll be in Baldwin. A 1 o'clock kickoff is Benedictine. We'll be taking on Baker. Baker, one of those teams looking to creep into the top 25 this week. They are receiving votes. Sitting right there at 27 in the nation, receiving 24 votes. So Benedictine last week held steady at 18 in the country. They are 5-2 going into that poll, 144 points. 1 point above Texas Wesleyan, 4 points behind St. Xavier. So shows you how tight things are right there in the middle.
Yeah, kidding Coach Osborne about that. You say take a week off and move up three spots. You play a game and win handily, and you don't gain any ground at all in the national poll. So there's no telling how that thing works. Benedictine's going to be kicking the ball away as the flip of the coin at the onset of the ball game was won by Missouri Valley, who had elected to defer to the second half. And, of course, they're going to take the ball. And, oddly, Benedictine is going to take the wind in the third quarter. And, you know, that's kind of a coaching thing and how you see it. But I always like to win in the fourth quarter myself.
He is consistent. They did this, always. What, against Morningside, I believe, right? So,
and this kick is away and out the back of the end zone. That's why they don't make just vanilla ice cream, because different people have different tastes in how they do things and what they like. So it'll be 1st and 10 for Valley. They're going to begin their initial possession in the second half at their own 25-yard line. And quarterback Tion Harris is going to come out to run his ball club from the 25. Ravens in front here, 14-7. A lead is always a good thing to have, but a one-possession lead is always tenuous.
Yeah, Missouri Valley, a few times there, especially late in the second quarter, we saw them dial up the ball deep. They were looking for Khalil Dampierre, but just couldn't connect on a couple of those passes. Here we go for the third quarter.
And straight ahead, they will go. And Valley just going to do something nice and conservative. In the very first play is Jeremiah Bryant, their workhorse running back, tackled by guy we haven't talked about yet today, huh? Joel Mavis for BC.
Yeah, Mavis is going to start the second quarter as the cornerback over here on the near side. They're going to have Jackson Hoskins at the cornerback on the far side.
And that's going to bring up a second down call. Second down, about half a dozen or so, half a minute into the second half. QB's going to be back, three-step drop, looks over the middle, standing at the 20-yard line, and his pass to the 35 is going to be batted away, knocked out of the hands of his intended receiver over there, Khalil Dampier and Jackson Hoskins. Tell you what, if you're going to make a living throwing the football, you're not going to make a very good living throwing against Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson Hoskins is a big guy, too. At 6'1", 185 pounds, has two interceptions already this season. He is a kind of a matchup nightmare out there, if you will. Now, Joel Mavis over here on the near side was matched up against a much taller Nate Polite at 6'3".
And he's still going to be giving up a little bit of size here on his third down and six call from the 29-yard line. Back to throw is going to be Harris. Goes over to the right side. The pass is going to be complete across the 35-yard line up to the 38. 1st and 10 for Valley. And like they had done in the second quarter, they have again really kind of exploited the soft spot in the Ravens zone.
Yeah, that time Nate Polite was able to sit down in that soft spot and finally making the hit. Javai Blomquist makes a stop on the play for the Ravens, but not before Missouri Valley picks up a first down.
Second play here, 1st and 10, running into the right side, a little handoff, and that's just a run into the middle to kind of keep the defense honest a little bit, not let everybody go dropping back and chase the quarterback and run into the right side. It's going to be good for three. Second down.
Javai Blomquist, one of the first guys to mix it up over there. Kevin Harris also over there to make the stop for the Ravens. They're going to say a gain of two. It'll bring up 2nd and 8. The Ravens, good to see back out there. Carson Anderson coming in for this second down call.
Adonis Whiteley goes out of the ball game for Missouri Valley. And Vikings going to make a little substitution as a wide receiver to the left side on a 2nd down 8. Call it the 41-yard line. Single man to the backfield is going to be Bryant. About 3 steps behind, Tion Harris, quarterback. Takes a snap at the shoulders, rolls over to the right off the play action, looks downfield, and a pass is going to be complete across the 50 and down to the Raven 45, maybe the 46-yard line. Jackson Hoskins with the coverage. And Gus, Tion Harris, again, he's not a big guy, and in order to deliver that pass quickly and effectively and get a little bit of zip on him, he comes way up topside, way overhand with that pass. I mean, it's like he's going from the stretch.
Yeah, and that time Dorian Miles over there makes the reception. But, yeah, you talk about it. For a smaller stature quarterback, does come over the top with that throw.
Moving the ball, first possession of the second half. Wide to the right side, Nate Pollier. And receiver wide to the left side also is Valley in Raymond territory at the 47. Hand off, tailback, bounces right side. Takes it down to the 45-yard line, maybe even close to the 44 is Jeremiah Bryant. The 5'11", 225-pound senior out of Tennessee, tackled by the Ravens, Abram Phillips. And right now, Valley's putting together a nice initial possession of the second half, and not looking for the home run, not looking to do anything crazy, just trying to establish some momentum and maybe, if they can, tie this game up.
This is the kind of possession that they put together their first drive of the second quarter. That was the one that culminated in a touchdown. But again, nothing fancy, nothing deep down the field, just kind of get little chunk plays here and there.
Bryant is going to be on the right side of the quarterback on the second down 8 call at the BC 45. He'll stay in to block. QB's back, escapes the first defender and a second. Look at him go straight ahead, 40, 35, and goes feet first down to the 30. Picked up the first down wisely, decides at 5'7" or 5'8" not to take the contact, and he says that we'll just take the ball right here.
Yeah, he's going to pick up plenty of yardage, and for Tony Harris, he's going into that rush, 6 carries for negative yardage, and that went a nice job. The defenders had their backs all turned to you as they were in man coverage, pick up good yardage, slide down, and Valley looking really good in this opening drive of the second half.
Benedict, and again, going to bring a little extra size back into the middle. First and 10, Valley. Back will motion out to the left side. Wants the pass, and instead the pass is going to be thrown short. And that was kind of a decoy move, okay? Jeremiah Bryant came out of the backfield and had gone laterally to the left side. Jagger Bluebot didn't buy it as the running back was waving his hand as if to ask the quarterback to throw it to him, who instead had thrown it into the middle of the defense, ultimately losing a yard or so. Second down and 11 inside the Benedictine 35-yard line for Missouri Valley. 10.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine hanging on to that one score lead, 14-7.
Valley being a little patient on this drive. The play clock all the way down to 10.
Motion across the field from right to left for Missouri Valley. Now they'll reverse and go back, and the quarterback is back to throw again. Picks up the man coming out of the backfield, complete at the line of scrimmage, and down the right side, and finally bumped out of bounds inside the 30, close to the BC 25-yard line. What they've done is brought their receiver motion left, turn him around, and ran him motion right. And we have a couple of players slow to get up, one for each team. The Valley guys over to the far sideline, and the Raven player out on the field right now. You're going to take a little bit of a look at him. And we'll remind everybody that right after the ball game here today, it's going to be high school volleyball in a sub-state from Winchester. So stay with us. That will come to you right at the completion of this ball game, probably an hour-ish or so from now. So we got that going. Find what you're looking for there. Oh, I'm seeing that. So take a little bit of time. Look at the Raven player down on the field out here. And this series for Missouri Valley has been, you know, it's been just pretty solid for them as they've kind of just clipped downfield. They took the opening kickoff and got it at the 25 off the touchback. And now in Raven territory and inside the 30-yard line, even into the wind, they're very probably within field goal range for Justin Keller.
Yeah, I think we kind of looked at halftime as we mentioned it. He was good from about 55 in going to the south end zone. But going to the north, I mean, he needed that ball spotted down at the 30. I mean, a 40-yard field goal was just right at the very edge, depending on how that wind gusted up. So, yeah, you're kind of on that outer edge of where you could kick a field goal here.
But you're certainly probably close enough that you'd try.
No, definitely.
Here comes the Valley offense. Big call for them, and a big call, maybe even a bigger call for the Raven defense. A third down and a long 4 at the BC 27-yard line. Harris takes a high snap, rolls right, looking, has a man open in the middle, and did he make the catch?
No.
He's off the ground and incomplete.
That time getting a hand in there. Fabian Njika able to just get enough of the football. It skips in. It's incomplete. That'll bring up a fourth down.
That's Marcus Stepanoff, okay, and he's been in and out of the game a little bit. Pretty good-sized cat at 6'5", 285, at a Bishop Reading Secondary School in Ontario. Fourth down, and now here's the call for longtime head coach Paul Troth. What do? Do you leave the offense out there? And he's going to do that on a fourth down, first fourth down we've seen today when the offense stays on the field, fourth down and five. Inside the Raven 30-yard line. Back to throw. Quarterback looks. Now hit and pulled down. Gets away. He's down on the ground. Now he's going to run. He throws to the end zone, and it's going to be out of bounds. The Raven pursuit was intense. Keon Harris was hit once and somehow magically eluded the first wave of defenders, but not the second. And our Benedictine defense bends but does not break.
That time, Jagger Blueball puts a big hit on Tione Harris as he lets go of the football. And then in the back corner of the end zone, the Ravens have Joel Mavis able to knock that football away at the last second. Valley looking for a flag. The officials say, that's just a turnover on downs. So Valley with a turnover on downs in their first possession of the second half.
And here's the thing. That ball was well out of bounds. I mean, it was not going to be catchable in the field of play, so there was no chance for that to have been a complete pass. And here we go. Raymond's offense for the first time in the second half. First down and 10 at the 27. They'll shift the tight end over to the right side. It's going to be Court Mattson. And their handoff is going to go to the right side. Look out, 35, 45. It's a full race to the 50. How far can he go to the 30? To the 25. Hit from behind to the 20. Down to the 16-yard line. Dalton Witherspoon, what a carry.
I got 56.
I've got 50. Let's see where they're going to put him down. Yeah, 55, 56 yards on the carry. That's not a shabby carry off left guard.
And can I tell you, when he got into clean air, I thought he had a shot to take that to the house. But what I really like about that, and tomorrow when you watch that on film, we finally saw Dalton really read the play and understand what was happening. And he just slid to the left a little bit. There was the avenue, and he took off. So many times we see him just kind of lower the shoulders and pick up five when maybe he could slide to the left and pick up 20.
Is that plus-plus?
Yeah, very.
First and 10, Ravens. This time the handoff is going to go to Wara. He'll try to get to the outside, cuts back into the middle, is going to pick up about three, maybe four hard-earned yards. The ball pops loose. Valley says they got it. The official says, no, you don't.
Yeah, the official is going to say that the ground caused the fumble at the end of that play. Sorry.
So for BC, it is going to bring up a second down and five. Now inside the 15-yard line, and what a huge swing we have seen in the momentum of this game in the last two plays, okay? A team that was driving deep in Raven territory and then comes up empty, and on the very next play the Ravens roll off 50 plus and now they're threatening to score.
And for Benedictine, this is a big drive. If you go ahead and punch this thing in, that's kind of that wake-up call of we can do this here in the second half.
Back to throw, Jackson Dooley steps back, throws one out the back of the end zone. It's going to go incomplete, and again, that's a maturation play. That's a play from a better quarterback.
Yeah, that time he looked into the back of the end zone and he saw that his receiver had three guys in the vicinity, knew that you weren't going to be able to drop that into the bucket. So what do? Throw it out the back of the end zone. It's going to be a third down.
For Missouri Valley, the mental swing that they've gone through here has got to be tremendous, because a minute ago you thought you were going to tie the game, and now you're on the verge of going down two scores. Ravens looking at a third down five at the 15-yard line. Backs on either side of sophomore quarterback Jackson Dooley. Motion to the left side is going to be Witherspoon. QB's back. He's got Witherspoon open. Doesn't throw it to him now. Rolls down. Throws a man wide open. Touchdown, Ravens! Taking his time. Sneaking out of the backfield. That was Dalton Witherspoon.
That was a great play by Dalton Witherspoon. He realized that as his quarterback rolled out, that the defender went after the quarterback. He slid into a passing lane, allowed Jackson Dooley a good look at him. Jackson floats it out there for a 15-yard touchdown pass. And for the running back, Dalton Witherspoon, his first touchdown of the day.
Dooley to hold, Balky to kick, Zach Filippi, the long snap. It is down, it is up, and the Ravens add to their lead. Taking the timeout, Joseph at 8:03 to go in the third quarter in Atchison, Kansas. It is now Benedictine 21 and Missouri Valley 7.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it.
with a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato oles, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Show ya. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, as a Raven pickoff goes out the back of the end zone, Valley will bring its offense back on the field. And Gus, if you're Missouri Valley, you're thinking, you've got to be thinking, you know, to yourself, my offense has been out here constantly, but I haven't got many points. I mean, it's got to be extremely, extremely frustrating for them at this point. And again, moment ago, they thought they were going to tie the game. Now they're down 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, they've had a fumble, a turnover on downs today. This Benedictine defense, when really called upon to make that big stop, has done that so far today.
Teron Harris is just going to hand off a little straight ahead run to the tailback, and he will pick up close to first down yardage. That was a good quick hitter up the middle for Jeremiah Bryant. Oh, Jeremiah is having a pretty okay day because now he's at 75 yards.
Yeah, nice little run right there. You talk about Jeremiah Bryant leading the way for Missouri Valley. Dalton Witherspoon for Benedictine, 6 carries for 68 yards. Hey, that's cool.
Beautiful to see it. The bald eagle circling here above Wilcox Stadium. Look at that on the north edge. That's fantastic. Here's another straight-ahead run, and that's a big one across midfield, and finally pulled down to the 45-yard line. That is absolutely splendid. Valley's run is going to get him across midfield and to the Raven 45-yard line, so it has not taken the Vikings very long, 2 plays, to get this football back across midfield.
And for Missouri Valley, it's that bread and butter, right? Just get the ball to the back and pick up good yardage in the middle. You've done that all season. Again, not usually a big play offense. They've been more of a, you know, hit the chunk plays of 5, 7, 9 on the ground.
Again, here's a straight-ahead run, and this time being stood up, Jeremiah Bryant trying the right side. They've had success into the left side. This time they tried the right side. It didn't work so well. Gains maybe 2.
You know why they're having success on the left side of their line? You look at Iosefa at 6'1", 330 pounds. You look at Jaden Fett, 6'3", 350 pounds as your left guard.
So they combined for about 700 pounds between the two of them of offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are big guys. Second down, 8 for Missouri Valley. 6:15 to go and running along here to rapidly moving third quarter. Once again, they'll hand off to the tailback. Once again, he'll try straight ahead, and this time again, it's going to be very short yardage, a yard perhaps, leaving Valley looking at a 3rd down and 7. This series has seen Valley take a little bit of a change of heart again. We've watched Paul Troth's team, you know, go in through phases, and now they're in a run into the middle kind of a phase on this series.
And now they're also in a 3rd and long phase, right? 3rd and 7. So, again, they've been in some worse situations here today. We've seen a lot of 3rd and 12, 14, 16, but now you're looking at 3rd and 7 against this Raven defense.
One receiver either way, and a wing to the right side, and a quarterback. Play actions, back to throw, fires one, has got a man wide open, the tight end catches it at the Benedictine 30, picks up a 1st down. The quarterback pays the price because he was sandwiched between 2 defenders, but he's fine. And it's going to be a big gain and a well-executed play for Missouri Valley, that catch made by Brent Clary.
That time the stop over there by Fabian Njika. Fabian, the junior out of Powder Springs, has had 24 tackles coming into today's game. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. This game moving around by at a brisk pace.
Yeah, and again, Valley in some pretty familiar territory. This is where their last series sputtered. First and 10. This time they're going to stay right on the ground and keep going with what's working. And look at that. This is the old push that we were talking about all the time in the NFL right now. The running back is grabbed by the defender, and that was going to be Cole Johnson who had a hold of him from behind. But the lineman gets behind him and just keeps pushing them forward downfield and gains 5 yards ultimately.
Ravens going to put some fresh legs on the front line. You're going to see Joe Burke and Kevin Harris check in. They're going to replace Anderson and Glazer.
Now, there's the thing. Okay, you talk about the fresh legs. Those big guys, two guys, 700 pounds worth. But how long can they stay out of the field and stay fresh and be at prime and optimal kind of performance? Snap a little high, pull down. Running back is going to take it, go into the middle of the line, and again, is going to be hit from behind, and it'll be Jared Heron dragging him down after the gain of a couple of more yards. Third down, three.
Yep, Heron along with Cole Johnson in on the stop. Now checking into the ballgame for the Ravens, it's going to be Blake Castile, a redshirt freshman out of Maryville, Missouri.
And for Valley, they're in third down and three. They're in four down territory here because, unlike earlier when you might have thought about the field goal, now down two touchdowns, you're probably thinking that you got to score. Third down and three. Again, the straight ahead run. There's absolutely nobody home here. He runs into a wall of black jersey Raven defenders. And he has stood up and, matter of fact, may lose a yard. Isaac Anderson, Kevin Harris, those two big DTs.
Yeah, so they're actually going to say he lost a couple. He's going to be pushed back. It'll be fourth and four now for Missouri Valley. They're going to take a long look over at offensive coordinator slash head coach Paul Traw
okay.
for this goal.
They're 0-1 on fourth down, right?
Yep.
Just a moment ago, that last series right here in about the same spot within 5 yards. That's where that drive ended. Let's see if the Raven defense can come up with back-to-back big stops. On the third, fourth down and a long three. Quarterback is back to throw. Rolling, looking, over the middle. Kept and tipped and incomplete, and the Ravens almost picked it off and are better off that they didn't.
Yeah, that time Javon Blomquist was the underneath coverage. He got a tip on the football. Fabian Njika was about the goal line. He almost had the interception. But when it's all said and done, it's going to be an incomplete. It's going to be a turnover on down, and we can go ahead and take the media timeout.
Okay, we're going to do it, and then I got a question when we come back. Joseph, a break, if you wouldn't mind, at 2 minutes and 50 to go in the third quarter. It's Benedictine 21, Missouri Valley 7.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
It's in Kansas. We've got 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine enjoying a 21-7 lead over the visitors from Missouri Valley here on Homecoming 2023. That was the media timeout, so each team still with its full complement out there. First down and 10. Here comes the Raven offense from their own 20-yard line. I got a question for you after this first down play. Is a Raven quarterback. We'll make a little handoff. Left side, busting into the middle. That's going to be John Wara, and he's going to carry it for 3-4 yards into the left side. And for the Ravens, you know, a nice, long, time-consuming drive would be just what the doctor ordered. All right, the defender was back there a minute ago on that previous play, the fourth down play, and had a chance to intercept the ball. How tough is it to know in your heart that it's in your hands, but you shouldn't catch it?
Oh, I think it's extremely tough. And I'm going to tell you, the sophomore would have intercepted that had he been able to hold on to it. It wasn't a, I know better than this. But, yeah, I think it's difficult for any defender because that ball is sitting there and you're always taught, take the ball away.
Second down, 7 for BC. And here's Witherspoon. Again, he starts right, plants the foot, cuts back to the middle, and a run that looked like it might be going for a couple of yards goes for 5 or 6.
Really like what I'm seeing out of Dalton Witherspoon, right? Like, the vision is starting to get there, and that just comes sometimes with, you know, the more time you get, the more defenses you see in the schemes. And I'm going to tell you where you really see it is the film. Well, the more film you watch, the more you understand where those gaps are and where you're supposed to be looking.
Jacob Gathright in the ballgame. We haven't called his name here in some time. He's very wide to the right side. Checks his play thing one more time. And a pitch to the running back, and he will spin and twist and fall forward and pick up the Benedictine first and 10 on that third down. Short call. Dalton Witherspoon continues to do what the Ravens need him to do.
So the Ravens with another first down right there. Dalton Witherspoon up over 70 yards worth of rushing today. That is the 12th first down for this Raven offense. And now getting really patient. We're under a minute to play in third.
Yeah, if you're Valley, you got to be thinking, man, I got more first downs than Benedictine. You know, I've done a lot of things really well, and now I'm down 2 touchdowns. It's, you know, it's got to be tough. Deep drop. Dooley pump fakes, pulls it back down, pumps again. Now he's just going to throw all of his might, and his receiver comes back, and it's going to be broken up at the 30-yard line. The defender looks like he just saved the day, but in fact, he was very lucky that it was just too far downfield to pass for Gathright short.
Can I tell you, Bishop Hill came over to make the play on that? I really thought we were maybe going to see a pass interference because I thought he got a hold of Gathright before. So it'll bring up now a 2nd and 10 for the Raven offense.
Just over half a minute to go in the third quarters. Ravens at their own 32-yard line. Sean Wara is your running back. Jackson Dooley will hand it off. Sean tries to get outside. The outside, did you see that outside linebacker come up and seal that edge off? And Eddie Rankin, not the first or second or third, but this is Eddie the fourth. Eddie comes up out of a Bay Area, California, and just didn't allow him to get outside and use that speed.
You know, Missouri Valley has done a really nice job of that today, of really sealing the edge and not allowing those players to get to the corner and turn it up.
Jay Sean is back into the lineup. We have seen him sparingly today. This is
less
the second.
Less than 10 plays, yeah.
He's got one touch of the ball this afternoon, and the Ravens on a 3rd down and 8 call. We'll let the third quarter expire and talk about this play. We're taking a break, Joseph. 3 quarters in the book here at Homecoming. Benedictine 21, Missouri Valley 7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Back with you here in Wilcox Stadium. Just a crazy thought. I'm just looking out at the great crowd. And the Ravens always follow this team so well and are so supportive and turn out for the games and homecoming even extra special here on this spectacular day. Ravens on a 3rd down and long. Quarterback is back. Boy, he's got time. He can run with that if he wants to. And there he goes. Jackson to the 40. Jackson gets the first down and runs out of bounds on the near side. That was a good idea by Jackson Dooley.
that's something that I feel like maybe even next week, talking to Coach about the evolution of Jackson's game when it comes to running the football, right? Like, early on in the season, he wasn't running the football through four games. I think he had 8 yards. And then all of a sudden at William Penn, we started to see him run the ball just a little more. And there, he realized, hey, everybody's covered up. I can run for the first down, keep this drive alive.
First and 10. Ravens at their own 44 with a fresh set of downs. Cameron Dover is the wide out to the right side. And a slashing run to the right. Trying to bounce off tackle and toward the end and angling to the outside. It's going to be some short yardage for Jonah Roberts. We haven't seen a lot of touches for Jonah yet this afternoon.
We're going to see Trace Madrid check in across the front line. Jacoby Hinton got his helmet knocked off during that last play, so he'll have to come off to the side for a second.
I'm just looking at it. It's like all of the BC gear that I'm seeing on people out here. I mean, the over and under has got to be, what, 2,000 pieces of, 2,000 garments with a logo of some sort?
Can I tell you, though? I mean, a decent amount of purple here today, too. I mean, the Missouri Valley people have traveled better
than
in the past.
No question. Second down, 8. I haven't seen Darlene. Back to throw Jackson. He'll get it away. Witherspoon turns into the middle of the field, gets to the 50, picks up a first down, puts his helmet down, and runs over a defensive secondary player, plants him on his back. Wow.
That time Bishop Hill at 6'2", 185 pounds, went flying backwards after getting hit by Dalton Witherspoon. What a job right there for Witherspoon on the reception. We don't really see him get thrown the ball a whole lot, but that time an impressive job by... How about this? Another sophomore in this team.
Yeah, there's that class 1A want to do it, you know? If you're a class 1A football player and you're playing college ball, you want to do it. And he does, and he did it right there. Here's a handoff straight ahead, Witherspoon again to the 40, 38, maybe 37-yard line. And right now, Benedictine is implementing the game plan. They're utilizing the time. They're moving the football. They're protecting what is now a 2-score lead and looking to stretch it to 3.
Do you want to know what's happening in the second half?
Please.
We're starting to see these possessions be limited, okay? For Benedictine, this is only the second time they've held on to the ball here in the second half. For Missouri Valley, they only had 2 possessions in the third quarter, right? Like, the clock continues to run because both these teams are running the football now.
Witherspoon is at the tailback spot. Now they're going to bring over to the left side LeBron Jackson. Back to throw. Rolling. Jackson Dooley. He's going to throw. LeBron leaps into the air, makes a first down catch at the 28-yard line. Now, LeBron's going to go back and say, Jackson, thanks for throwing me the ball. But next time, deliver it a little more accurately because he had to stretch out full extension, expose those ribs. And Jonathan Bailey, the Valley cornerback, kind of put a lick on him over here.
NBA starts this week, and, you know, using that whole LeBron. But what a job by Jackson going way upstairs to make that catch, get the first down. And, again, Raven's going to milk a little more time off this clock. And this is something that Benedictine struggled to do early on in the season is these long drives.
This is what championship teams do. They control the ball. They control the clock. Here's the handoff into the middle for no gain. But here's what it does. Takes another 40 seconds off the clock, leaves you second and 10.
How many times do we talk about it, that 4-minute drive, that 6-minute drive, being able to do those things or what these championship type teams need to be able to do? You know, you see it most Sunday afternoons. Kansas City will maybe not always score, but they're going to take 7 minutes off the clock in doing so. And today the Ravens have done a nice job of capping some of these drives.
See Dalton here on the near sideline. He's pacing up and down. He's like, Coach, put me back in. But right now, Coach Osborne's got a lot of guys who need some playing time, and he wants to spread the ball around a little bit. Here's a pass over to the right side. Nice catch, Cameron Dover. Cameron to the 20. Cameron to the 5. Cameron reaches for the pylon. Did he make it into the end zone? And he is short. They'll say he steps out at the 4.
Did you see the X zone blocking downfield by Matthew Sanford? He picked off one guy, turned upfield, knocked another guy. 2 big blocks by Matthew Sanford. Not the first time we've seen him do that. Now, Benedictine going to bring Court Mattson in for this first and goal at the 4.
Here comes the Ravens with their big package of blockers.
They're going to have Mattson, Zimmerman out there. They're going to line up in the slot with that receiver, maybe Adam Jackson Jr.
That's Adam Jackson over here. He hasn't had a touchdown yet in his career. Hand off over to the right side. There's nothing doing for Sean Warris, second down. Ravens inside the 5-yard line and inside 10 minutes to play, leading by two TDs. No hurry at all to get up over this football. Take your time. Make sure you've got everything the way you want it and execute the play.
You look over here on the near sideline and that clock continues to roll. Coach Osborne takes a lot of time looking at his play sheet, not getting really worked up about it, saying, hey, let's run that clock a little bit.
Sean Wara will get the handoff again, gets hit at the 5, falls down to the 4, maybe gains a yard, certainly no more than that. Aiden Schwarzer, the old elk out of Burleson with that stop.
Now they're going to take Wara out of the ball game and bring Witherspoon back in.
Sean's got to be saying, doggone it, man, I wanted to get into the end zone today.
Now they're going to bring Jay Sean in, and they're also going to bring in LeBron Jackson. They're taking out two tight ends, bringing in two receivers.
But doesn't necessarily mean you're going to throw the ball. Third and goal, Benedictine, 4 yards out. Motion to the left side, right across behind the line of scrimmage. Now they'll stop, set up there. Quarterback is going to roll left. Going to roll left. Now he's going to throw it out the back of the end zone because a big defensive lineman, Zach Dunham, was chasing him down. And frankly, he could have reversed direction and had some room over there. Zach is not going to catch him.
He's not going to be fleet of foot.
No, no, no.
But with the incomplete pass, it's going to stop the clock at 8:58, and the Ravens are going to bring the kick unit in. It will be Harry Volke looking for a field goal.
Harry, he's 6 out of 9. This season with a long of 38, and he would give Benedictine a 3-score lead if he's able to put this one through, and he does. Joseph, we're taking a timeout as the Ravens lead grows. 8:54 to go in the ball game this afternoon. Benedictine 24, Missouri Valley 7.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here. Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus. Here's the BC kick away. That thing is high and spinning and fielded at the 10. Bouncing outside, looking for the 20. Gets there and falls across to the 21. Valley's going to begin their series, first to 10 from there. But now, Gus, here's a problem for the Vikings. Maybe not enough possessions. Not enough time left.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about the way these teams have run their offenses in the second half, they're just not getting many times to get their hands on the ball.
Yeah, Missouri Valley only held the ball twice in the third quarter, and so you say, all right, let's figure they do that same thing. They can't. They can't win if they do that same thing right now. So two more possessions only means, you know, at best two more touchdowns, and you lose 24-21. So for Missouri Valley, they're going to have to start speeding up the intensity because, again, 8:47 is not a lot of time left.
No. I mean, you've got to be reasonably patient, but you can't just, you know, kill a lot of time. Now here's a sweep all the way across the field. That's going to be a halfback pass, and that's thrown away. That thing was just an ugly play from the onset. What had happened was Deion Harris handed off on the sweep. Okay, gave it to Dorian Miles. Dorian rolls to the left, then pulls up and throws the ball downfield. What's Khalil Dampier down there? But the pass, it took forever to get away. The pass was nowhere close, and it was a waste. Frankly, that's a wasted down.
Yeah, and for the Ravens, they had great coverage down the field. That time it was Joel Mavis, and he was never suckered in by the running play, he kept with his receiver the entire time.
Second down, 10, Valley from its own 22. Quarterback's back, sets up in the pocket now. He's got room to run. Stops, though. Pulls up, and his receiver thought he was going to run, Gus, and Dorian Miles stopped his route.
He stopped and broke off his route, and that time the quarterback was looking for a deep flag or deep out, and instead the receiver just broke it off, and he was looking to block for the quarterback right there. So,
okay,
another
so receiver,
third and long.
What's the rule? Just keep running your route? Or do you, at what point do you say, man, my quarterback is actually going to run, I got to go block for him?
Just comes back to, you know, that relationship you have with the quarterback. I mean, you don't know, right? So you have to get into his head to understand what he sees.
Third down at 10, Valley. Big call for them. They got to keep this drive alive. QB rolls right. Harris with some time. Joe's got a man wide open and makes a catch across the 40. Picks up a first down and steps out of bounds with this momentum into the Ravens sideline. But he'll pick up a first down at the Valley 42. That was a huge play for Missouri Valley. They needed to keep this drive going here.
Yeah, third downs have not been exactly kind to Missouri Valley today. And that time they were able to convert on it. This afternoon, Missouri Valley, five of 12 on third downs and converting them. Last week, they were only 4 of 14 against Mo Baptist.
First and 10, Vikings with a fresh set of downs at their own 41-yard line, but they trail 24-7. Here they come. Quarterback leaning back as the snap is made. Steps up in the pocket, now rolls out, releases, and it's going to be caught by an up man. He is going to be grabbed around the shoulders and dropped after the pickup of 4 by Blue Kaplinger. And I will say this, Tion Harris, he has, for a small quarterback, a guy that you think is going to be running quarterback, yet he's got good pocket presence. He will step up in that pocket, and he will hang in there for quite a while.
Yeah, he's a guy who is throw first, run second. I mean, he will let every last second before he throws that, or before he takes off running, he's looking to throw that football.
And maybe I just, you know, incorrectly make the assumption I see the little speedy kind of a guy at quarterback. I think he's going to want to run the ball, but that's not the case with Harris. Second down, 5 at the 47. Play action, straight back to throw. This time he's hit, and there's nowhere to go as he's dropped at the 39-yard line. And tell you what, Cole Johnson says, you're not getting away from me this time. Cole's back there and also climbing to his feet. Heath Baker, there's a 1-2.
Yeah, the Ravens have, this front defensive line has just been fantastic all season. I'm talking Jared Herring, Cole Johnson, Isaac Anderson, Joe Burke, Tim Glazer, Kevin Harris, Heath Baker, Ben Sylvan, and you also got to get in there Xavier Hernandez. So this defense has been fantastic up front.
We're going to take a timeout of the field with the officials. Joseph, it comes here with 6.5 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine in a good spot here at homecoming. Ravens 24, Missouri Valley 7.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 7-Eleven Commercial Street.
Missouri Valley utilizes their first time out of the second half here with 6.5 to play in the ball game. And just for the Vikings, a minute ago they had a big third down call. Now they got another big third down call. This time it's going to be 3rd and 12 at their own 40-yard line. But you've been talking about it. The second half has seen so few possessions. Each team had, what, 7 touches in the first half,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Each team has had 2 and now a third one here in the second half.
Yeah, and for Missouri Valley, you look up, there's only 6.5 minutes left in the ballgame. I mean, that is the biggest problem for Missouri Valley. You've only touched the ball now at your third possession of the second half. There's only 6.5 minutes left. You only have 2 timeouts left after you utilize that one because, again, for Missouri Valley, they need to capitalize on every time they touch the ball right now.
You need to score 3 times, and you're going to get the ball 2 times.
Right, and we just talked about that a moment ago. You even cap off the next 2 possessions with touchdowns, you still lose.
Third down, 12 from the Viking 40. Valley with the football and coming out of the timeout. Let's see what they've drawn up. Quarterback will throw over to the left side. A beautiful over-the-shoulder catch, but absolutely paint-on-plaster tight coverage by Blue Kaplinger. And the instant that ball was caught, Kaplinger had him by the shoulders. It was a gain of about 3 or 4. It's 4th down and 7. But what great coverage. You got to let that pass be completed. You don't want to interfere, but you don't let him gain another inch.
Yeah, great job by Blue Kaplinger out there in open space. He has been fantastic all season, and he plays for, well, he played high school ball for the number 2 team in Class 4A. They're not quite, you know, Atchison, but they're close,
they're
right? They also got a bad draw on the bottom side of that bracket.
4th down, and they'll go for it. Quarterback is up, being chased. He steps into the middle. He's across the line of scrimmage. He'll get the 1st down and more. Finally hit and drugged down after a gain of 14 yards. Joel Mavis with the stop, but Teon Harris, a reluctantly running quarterback, shows that he can do it, and he did it well right there.
Yeah, he picks up a big 1st down, but now you start to see how these new rules this year where we don't stop the clock to set the chains. I mean, now we're down to 5:15 left in the game.
QB's back to throw again. Valley with a football. QB steps up, and Harris will foot-first slide and may have hurt himself.
At that time, he went for a foot-first slide and kind of tripped a defensive lineman and kind of grabs onto his leg a little bit, but it looks like he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he's leaving.
The official's going to make him probably come out.
No, I think he wants to come out.
Jet Bridges is going to check into the ball game. Jet has not played a whole lot this season.
No, Jet Bridges is going to get his first PT here today out of Park Hills, Missouri. And that is an R3 school district, Central R3 High School. Are we going to get an official stop in the play? I don't know what he's doing.
He's just stopping for the substitutions to allow Benedictine to make the appropriate substitutions. All the while, the clock is running.
Wow, 4:50 to go. Here's Bridges taking his first snap of the afternoon, and we'll play action. Tipped, and nearly picked off. It was tipped by a Raven, tipped by a Viking, and again, tipped by a Raven, falling to the ground and incomplete.
Fabian Njika tips it, then it's hit by Dorian Miles, and then for the Ravens coming across, it was Joel Mavis looking for the interception, couldn't haul it in. It's going to bring up a 3rd down. Tony Harris is going to check back in for this 3rd down call.
And Jet Bridges is going to exit the game 0-for-1 throwing the ball this afternoon. Tony Harris comes back in for Missouri Valley, and he'll find his team looking at a 3rd down 9 at the Benedictine 40. But the clock does stop on incompletion at 4:38 to play in the game. Vikings, it's a desperation possession. Ravens are going to come with a blitz. Quarterback is back to throw. Steps up, dumps one over the middle. It's intercepted. Picked off 35-40. Can he do it? It's a 50. He will go. 30, 20. Jagger blue ball. The crowd on his feet. It's a homecoming touchdown interception. And Jagger blue ball takes it downtown from 60 yards away, and Benedictine salts away a homecoming win.
Jagger blue ball with his 2nd interception of the season. The very first one came in the end zone on game 1. Now, a 60-yard pick 6. Beat the drum, Mom. That was a huge play for Jagger.
What an afternoon for Benedictine's defense, holding Valley to 7 points. And here comes that PAT effort for Benedictine. Taking this time, it is down and up, and it is good. And Joseph, we're taking a break. And the Raven homecoming faithful, broad smiles on their faces. We're 4:25 to go in the ball game. It's Benedictine 31, Missouri Valley 7.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. Find a date and a location convenient for you. And register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. That's amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive flu away with Amberwell Health.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
With us here this afternoon on Care Radio, where Benedictine is getting ready to win Homecoming 2023. In front of a jam-packed crowd earlier today, you couldn't have got another person in with a shoehorn. It was so well attended. Here's a kickoff down to the 10-yard line. Valley will bring it back to the 20, but never get to the 25 as BC's team is absolutely fired up out on the field. The kick coverage for the Ravens, guys, looks to me like I was A.J. Calcara.
Yeah. A.J. Calcara out of, St. Pius X in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
So, nice tackle right there for the Raven kick coverage unit. Missouri Valley is going to have this ball at their own 22-yard line. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left in the ball game. Benedictine up 31-7.
BC's got 10 guys defensive. Now here comes the 11th guy running out. Okay.
They're going to say, hey, you're really excited when we send out Kyle Gibson, the 6'1 junior out of Tracy, California, to play middle linebacker.
First and 10 for Missouri Valley. Now you got Jeff Bridges back in. Teon Harris is going to call it a game. And a sophomore quarterback will take his second snap of the game. Hand off to the running back who's caught from behind and drug down just across the line of scrimmage. I look at Missouri Valley, and I don't have to look at the roster as Blake Castillo makes the tackle. I can tell you, those jerseys are all snowy white.
Yeah,
okay?
And for the Ravens, they're running out there a lot of guys that you're going to go right to the program for, so good to see those guys in there. There are a few guys mixed in there just because with defense you run so many guys in and out throughout the day, but again, getting fresh guys across that defensive front. In the middle, you're going to have Eric Chavez along with Xavier Hernandez out there. Joey Burke is still going to stay in there on the defensive front.
Snap is back, kind of helmet high, and the quarterback will roll right, thinks about running instead, wisely decides to throw the ball, but it's going to go. Is it complete? It is. Thought it was going to be short, but he's able to get that pass out there and get it into the hands of Connor Duggan. And it's going to bring up a first and 10. See, official, I think that they're just trying to verify with everybody that it was complete because it was not a really conclusive kind of a call there right at the spot of the play. Hand off to the running back who will work his way around the edge, goes to the 40-yard line where the Ravens are going to kind of sandwich him up a little bit and stop him close to the first down mark. It'll be dependent on what they feel was the forward progress. They're going to say it's enough to move the chains.
Yeah, we're to that point in the ball game where the official just eyes it up from across the field and says, sure, why not, first down. Keep the clock rolling. Keep the sticks moving if you want. It is 31-7 Benedictine, under 3 minutes to play. And for Benedictine, they're on the verge of going 2-0 in South Division play, moving to 6-2 on the season.
Ravens, looking at a fifth consecutive win. Now, here's a little shovel pass straight forward, and that turns into a nice play up to the 50-yard line, picking up about a half a dozen yards.
I mean, that thing was a little messy in the middle, but when it was all said and done, you got positive yardage setting up now. It's 2nd and 5 for Valley. Castile checking back in for Benedictine. He'll replace Blue Kaplinger. So, Ravens, got a lot of fresh bodies out there.
Missouri Valley, I'm looking in the backfield out here now. I've got Nate Lee Jackson, hyphenated surname, a 5'11 senior from Jacksonville, Florida. 2nd down, half a dozen, just shy of the midfield stripe. Quarterback on the play action, going deep over the middle. He's got a man, but it's over his head. Diving, leaping for Javai Blomquist. Blomquist He's bound and determined to get a pick yet today, right? He's had his hands on a couple.
Now we're going to see Dylan Kopp into the ball game, a sophomore defensive tackle out of Helias High School, Jeff City Mo.
There you go.
I don't think I've ever seen a program listed as Jeff City Mo. So,
well, there you go. You could have just put Helias. I don't think there are that many Heliases out there, are there?
I think most people would know who he was.
Probably.
So to bring up a third down for Missouri Valley, a minute 52 left into the game.
Again, a very long count for the quarterback, and rolls to his left side. Chased, throwing it downfield, and a nice extension and catch of the football for Missouri Valley by Brent Clary. So Clary is able to stretch out, haul that thing in, and Valley's going to move the chains, but tick-tock, a minute 40 to go. BC rotating guys in and out. And again, we talked about this a little last night. Right now is the time that you're standing right on the elbow of the coach. If you haven't been in there and you're a freshman or something, and you're like, make sure that you see me, coach. Oh, coach, yeah, I'm standing right here. Quarterback is back, steps up. Now he's going to run. Oh, he took a lick. Held at the waist by the first defender, and that was going to be Dylan Kopp. And then a second guy comes in and gets him at the shoulders. That was Cole Johnson. And it's going to bring up a second and nine. Only a couple of more plays left in this game. Jet Bridges straight back to throw. And he just grunts it downfield, and it's going to be way beyond his extended receiver down there. He's looking for old Adonis Whiteley, but he's not going to catch that.
But again, you hear me laugh because you look out there, and Javi Bloomquist throws his hands up because he didn't break on that thing quick enough. He's looking for that interception, and he is just about, I don't know, a step late on all of these right now. So,
okay, Adonis Whiteley, he is a 5'8 freshman out of St. Louis in Ladue Horton Watkins High School. Now, I'm familiar with some of the St. Louis schools, but not Ladue Horton Watkins High. I'll have to research that. Third down and nine. Pass over the middle, tipped again, and Blue Kaplinger nearly comes up with it, and Joel, a headlock dive, and again, just can't quite come up with the INT. Again, though, got his hands on it as he's flying through the air.
Look, and Kaplinger walks over there and said, hey, I tipped it up for you this time, and Javi not able to get that one, and now with a fourth down, Valley going to call a timeout. Just want to keep it here. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Been looking at something for the last few minutes, and we haven't talked about it.
Uh-huh.
How many possessions has Raven offense been on the field in the fourth quarter?
Yeah. What? Two? Three?
None.
They
had the carryover possession from the third into the fourth. They have not put the offense out there since that in the fourth quarter. So they had the one where, yeah, they carried it over into the fourth quarter, which meant they started the drive in the third quarter. They scored at the 8:54 mark, and the offense hasn't been out on the field in the last 8 minutes and 54 seconds.
That is absolutely remarkable.
So
I mean,
and some of that was the Jagger blue ball interception didn't
but
help.
Let's just put that shoe on the other foot. So if you're Missouri Valley, okay, I have held the ball the entire fourth quarter, and I got nothing?
Nothing.
I've had the ball in a whole quarter, and I don't have any points?
In the fourth quarter, you have held the ball and given up a pick six, right?
Yeah.
So
that is just tough.
So for Missouri Valley, they're going to end up holding the ball four times in the second half. Benedictine is only going to have, at this point, two drives in the second half.
Here's your fourth down call, and the quarterback is chased out, being chased, rolls, throws, and I don't know, that wasn't close to really anybody. It's going to be incomplete. Quarterback crawling up off the ground because he had to slow down just a little bit to get that pass away, and when he slowed down a little bit, Xavier Hernandez runs over him, and here comes the Raven offense. They're going to, what, take a knee just once, right? No, they're going to do it twice.
You got to take two, 49, unless you can stay up for 9 seconds, but I'm going to guess Valley's not going to be all about that.
They'll go to the diamond formation, and Benedictine, what a great win this has been for the Ravens here at home on Homecoming 2023. And that's going to do it. Your final score this afternoon here at Wilcox Stadium, Benedictine 31, Missouri Valley 7. We'll return summarizing it for you right after this.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here in Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful Benedictine campus, where this afternoon 31-7 finds Benedictine coming out in front and picking up their 5th consecutive win on the season. And so, tell you what, it was a good outing for the Ravens here this afternoon at home.
Yeah, for Benedictine this afternoon, they were able to score on a 40-yard pass from Jackson Dooley, Jacob Cathright, a 6-yard to Cameron Dover, a 15-yard pass to Dalton Witherspoon. In the second half, you had a 21-yard field goal by Harry Balke, and then a Jagger blue ball. Going ahead and putting a cap on the scoring this afternoon with a 60-yard pick six. Benedictine comes away with a 31-7 win on homecoming, and wow, what a change the season has had, right? You started the season at 1-2. Now all of a sudden you look up at the record, you move to 6-2 overall, you're 2-0 in, you know, divisional play now, and get to turn your attention to what should be a big, big game next Saturday afternoon in Baldwin.
Yeah, it's all real good and it's all well and good, but you can't sleep on it because, again, long-time rival. You think you think Valley is a long-time rival of Benedictine, and when, in fact, they are, not even as much as Baker is going to be for Benedictine next week. The fact that we've got to go down and play at Baker is always a tough place to go to, Liston Stadium, and should be fun, should be exciting. Never easy to go down there. BC would be really happy to come away with a W there and continue to look for the South Division title.
Yeah, Baker coming off a big win here this afternoon. They beat Missouri Baptist in St. Louis today, 41-7. So,
want to thank you for having joined us here this afternoon. Stick around. We got volleyball substate coming up right after this. Getting your final score this afternoon. Benedictine 31, Missouri Valley 7. Until we greet you next time for our man, Joseph. Joseph, you did so good here. Stick around. Now you can do some more for the volleyball guys and Brandon. Thank you very much, Joseph. For Gus Couts with me here in the booth, Tom Couts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, and streaming at KAIRFM.com. Our coverage of Benedictine Raven Football is brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.